Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Closed Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Estos son los sonidos de una cena. Una cena que casi no sucedió. Es una cena servida gracias a personas como tú. Debido a la crisis actual, 50 millones de personas pueden vivir con hambre este año. Feeding America está ayudando a los que más lo necesitan. Y si quieres, tú puedes ayudar también. Visita feedingamerica.org/en-español. Patrocinado por el Ad Council y Feeding America, la fuerza de 200 bancos de alimentos.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to StateCollegeSpikes.com.
Well, a bit of a change in alignment for the starting umpires tonight. It will actually be Brian Fisher and working behind the plate. Sean Hoverston will be at first base, and Nathan Hoverston will now be at third. But if the name Agassi is familiar, he is starting on the mound tonight for Mahoning Valley, Jaden Agassi. And we told you before, he is from Las Vegas, Nevada. If that connection works, well, you know, Andre Agassi, the great tennis player, Hall of Famer, also from Las Vegas. And in fact, not only is Jaden Agassi the son of Andre Agassi, his mother is perhaps the greatest women's tennis player of all time, Steffi Graf. So Agassi out of USC, a lot of great genes to the table. And again, his only other appearance as a scrapper this year, a start of three innings last Thursday at Williamsport. No runs, two hits, two walks, five strikeouts, and he will face Trayson Hughes, Samuel Benjamin, Cade Climey, upper third of the order, Daniil Ortiz, Brylan West, and Hayden Moore, the middle third, and Carson Luna, Jake Mumau, and Manny Jackson in the 7-8-9 spots. Agassi, most recently at USC in 2023, and in that season, 13 games, 9 of them starts, 1-1, 22 strikeouts in 34 and a third innings for the Trojans at Palo Verde High School in Vegas. So, Trayson Hughes, the center fielder, will lead things off against the Spikes. Hughes last night went 0-for-3 in the opener, one of the rare 0-fers this year. In fact, of the Spikes, who had six-game hitting streaks entering the game, all but one ended, and Hughes with a sharp liner on the first pitch, right into the mid of a sliding. Carson Crawford at shortstop, one away. So efficient so far, one pitch, one out. 99 miles an hour off the bat of Hughes, but just not quite quick enough to get past Crawford. Now Samuel Benjamin, the batter, back-to-back lefties to start off the order. Benjamin batting .467. That's the third best average in the league. Two homers. One of only two players in the league with multiple home runs and 11 RBIs to lead the MLB Draft League. Over the first seven games and the first pitch, a breaking ball swung on a miss. Actually, the changeup that time, from Agassi. Oh, and won the count. Benjamin also with a 579 on base percentage. Now, right now, he is seventh in the league, but as the pitch high and away for a ball, right now, everybody is being counted because only seven games have been played, and Hayden Moore is tied for first in the league in on-base percentage, but he only has one plate appearance, which was a walk last night. Benjamin turns on this pitch and sends it foul, screaming toward the clubhouses in the right field corner. One ball, two strikes. Teams share the building, of course, separate clubhouses in amidst them, and when they come out onto the field, they come from the right field corner and then go to their respective dugouts. The 1-2, there's the slider in the dirt, blocked by Cohen Nicolai, and the count 2-2 to Benjamin, who had tremendous plate discipline last night. He drew a pair of walks, went 1-for-2, and so he's one of only two players in the league with a seven-game hitting streak to start the year. But the 2-2 pitch, foul tip into the mid on the fastball, strike three, and Jaden Agassi records his first strikeout of the night. Two down in the top of the first, and Cade Climie the batter. So Climie, who had the lone RBI for the Spikes last night, went 1-for-4, knocked in that run with a single in the third inning. He, of course, also contributed the game-tying double in the bottom of the ninth inning Sunday in the home finale of the three games set to open this series for the Spikes this year. And the first pitch swung on and missed. 0-1. Climie so far doing well since joining the Spikes. 417 batting average, 619 on base percentage. He takes strike two around the knees, however. 0-2 the count. Jaden Agassi does not have a whole lot of spin to his pitches. His spin rates are hovering around 1,000, but here's the 0-2. That sails high. That one did have spin to it, but not quite direction. 92 miles an hour upstairs. Ball one. Behind Agassi in the infield, Bo Ankeny is at first base. Max Johnson is at second. Carson Crawford at short. John Schroeder is at third base. Outfield is Josh Stevenson in left, Jordan Taylor in center, Jared Quant in right. A ball and two strikes, base is empty, 2 outs, and Climie sends this one foul along the ground, third base side, sending Spikes manager Tim Battle Jr. out of the way. And Tim coaching at third, Darnell Sweeney, the hitting coach, former big leaguer, coaching at first base for the Spikes. In fact, the coaches' lines here in the MLB Draft League, at least here at Eastwood Field, are not even drawn on the field. Of course, with the developmental nature of this league, unlikely they'll ever be invoked as the 1-2 misses low. 2-2 the count. As a matter of fact, the coaches' boxes are only ever invoked if somebody is particularly out of line as a base coach. 2-2 upstairs. Ball three fills the count. They're put into place because in the early days of baseball, we're talking the 19th century, sometimes base coaches would fake as if they were taking off for home or dancing around at first. Here's a 3-2. Climie upstairs, ball four. Ball deflects off the mid of Nicolai, but slowly rolling to the backstop. And Climie removing all of his accoutrements, so he'll get first base on the base on balls. And an opportunity to extend the inning for Daniel Ortiz, the defending MLB Draft League Player of the Week. Ortiz, outstanding over the first six games of the season. Of course, he had the walk-off single in the ninth inning Sunday night. He is now batting .458 this year, a double, a homer, seven RBIs, .588. The on-base percentage, although hitless in four at-bats last night. A pitch. First pitch high. Ball one from Agassi to Ortiz. Two gone, top of the first, no score. Lights not yet on here at Eastwood Field, but not going to be needed for quite a while as the days get longer and longer across U.S. of A until the summer solstice comes up next week. A check swing by Ortiz, but an appeal down to first. Sean Hoverston says yes, he went around, and it's strike one to Ortiz. As Climie leads off first, Agassi out of the stretch now, delivers. And this one swung on, sliced the other way down the right field line, ranging over toward the line. Sliding is Kwan, but that ball drops foul, and there's not a whole lot of foul territory there. But it did elude the right fielder and on the right side of the line, so Quant will pick himself back up, dust himself off. Warning track extends, of course, with not a whole lot of actual ground between the foul line and the clubhouses, which are padded. That wall is padded on that side, but warning track extends out pretty far over there. So 1-2 the count to Daniel Ortiz. Jaden Agassi gets the sign, sets at the belt, and the 1-2. Fastball outside, snared by Nikolai. Two balls, two strikes. Beautiful evening here in Mahoning Valley, the Mahoning Valley. 79 degrees, clear skies above us. There are wisps of white clouds in the sky, but not that many at all. Two balls, two strikes. There goes Climie. The pitch upstairs for a ball. Throw down to second. Kicked away by Climie inadvertently, but goes right to the shortstop. Carson Crawford to the ball. And Climie will get the stolen base. And again, he was sliding in already by the time the ball hit the foot. So just something that happens in the course of events. But Cade Climie now joins in with a stolen base. His second of the year, the 31st of the season, and 34 attempts already for the Spikes. And the count is full with two outs. The pitch to Ortiz. In tight, up and in, walked him. And Ortiz had a check swing, but there was no appeal on that. He did not go around. Back-to-back walks now with two outs for Agassi. And here's Brylan West. West, the first baseman, batting fifth tonight. He is 5-for-12 so far at the plate. That's a .417 average. He's scored a run. He's knocked in three. Has not yet drawn a walk or been hit by a pitch as a spike, so batting average the same as the on-base percentage, and the first pitch is strike over the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Set by Agassi, look to second, the pitch homeward. And a changeup upstairs misses, 1-1. Agassi now has thrown 21 pitches in the opening frame after recording his first out on his first pitch of the evening. A walk to Climie, a stolen base, a walk to Ortiz, now the 1-1 to West, and that's low for a ball. 2-1 the count. And the Spikes, of course, we talked about prior to the game, 8.4 runs per contest in the first seven games of the season. That's factoring in the one run they scored last night, by far the lowest output of the year. They have thrived with two outs, producing runs, and here's the 2-1 sent the other way. Sky high down the right field line. Over again is Kwan, and again it's just out of his reach. That one looked to be tumbling towards the fence that separates the grass berm that's over there from the field. And again, short foul territory, and Kwan could not quite snag it. Hemmed in a bit there, so it's a 2-2 count to West. Remaining in that state with the fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. First and second, two outs. We'll see if Tim Battle moves Climie and Ortiz here. It's a 2-2 count. This is when Climie went on the move last at-bat. He'll feint here, but the pitch to West grounded past the third baseman, Schroeder. Around third is Climie getting waved in. He will score a hot type of shot there, 87 miles an hour off the bat, and looked like it might have been Ash Schroeder, but it is going to be a base hit. And it'll be an RBI single for Brylan West, his fourth RBI of the year, 1-0 State College. Here in the top of the first, and bases were empty with two outs, and now the Spikes have conjured up some offense, and Hayden Moore, the left fielder, sixth batter of the inning. Moore, a new entry to the Spikes. He joined the club yesterday before hopping on the bus here to Mahoning Valley. First pitch strike at the letters, 0-1. Out of St. Louis University, part of the Atlantic 10 regular season champs. He was A-10 player of the week the first week of the collegiate season this year. Left-handed hitter. And the pitch homeward by Agassi, high and away for a ball. Moore, a native of Edwardsville, Illinois, southern portion of the state. In fact, probably most notable for the campus of Southern Illinois University. It's there. That is a Division I school. It's one of those that you see it and think, wow, they're Division I? They certainly are. So is the main campus in Carbondale. Pitch down and in for a ball. 2-1 the count. In fact, SIU Edwardsville usually just refers to itself as SIUE. It's not quite USC. 2-1, and Wormburner on to second. Scooped up by Johnson. Flips to Crawford, the shortstop covering at second base to erase Bryland West and end the top of the first. But the spikes turn bases empty. 2 outs into a run on a hit. 2 runners left on base. Spikes get on the board first here, and Mahoning Valley will be up against the righty Tanner Wiggins when we come back here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom half of the first inning, and Tanner Wiggins making his second appearance of the year for the Spikes last Wednesday against Trenton. 4 innings, no runs against him on 3 hits, a hit batsman, 2 walks, but 5 strikeouts. Faced 18 batters in the outing. A native of Fort Worth, Texas, out of Weatherford Junior College down in Texas. Misspoke earlier, but Wiggins, 19 years of age, 6'2", 175 pounds, and Max Johnson, the switch-hitting second baseman, leads off against him here in the bottom of the first. First pitch for Wiggins tonight. Fastball outside at 91 miles an hour. First pitch of tonight's game was at 7.04 p.m. Here's the 1-0 to Johnson. That is lined into left field, a base hit. So Johnson picking up where he left off last night when he went 3-for-5, knocked in a pair of runs. And here's Carson Crawford, the shortstop. Crawford making his first appearance of this series, a product of Cal Berkeley. Santa Rosa, California native. He is 4-for-9 in his first 3 games with Mahoning Valley. 2 RBIs, a .500 on-base percentage with a pair of walks thrown in there as well. Wiggins out of the stretch now to the plate. Swing and a miss. Pumped the fastball by him at 92 miles an hour. Tonight's first pitch at 7:04, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in St. College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO, and here's a flare the other way through the hole between first and second. Around second is Johnson. He'll head to third, and Carson Crawford with the second consecutive single to start the game from Mahoning Valley. Spikes have a 1-0 lead, conjuring up some 2-out offense, but Mahoning Valley trying to pick up their own momentum that they were able to sustain last night. And here's Josh Stevenson, the left fielder. Stevenson was 1-for-4 yesterday. He's also walked and stole a base for the season, batting .222 with 2 doubles and a triple, though. So a .444 slugging percentage, doubling the batting average. And there goes the runner for second. The pitch is a strike. Throw it down to second, not in time to get Crawford. He'll steal the bag. There was no movement off third by Johnson. Manny Jackson doing the catching tonight for the Spikes. Brylan West is at first. Carson Luna at second. Jake Mumaugh is at short. Cade Climby at third. Outfield is Hayden Moore in left. Trayson Hughes in center. Samuel Benjamin in right. And the 0-1, and that is swung on and lined to left field. A base hit. Johnson trots in to score. Crawford around third. He'll score. The throw comes into second. And three consecutive singles resulting in two runs. Another couple of RBIs for Josh Stevenson. And now Mahoning Valley in front 2-1. That'll bring up Bo Ankeny. Mahoning Valley first baseman also did not play last night. Out of Grand Canyon University, the Lopes. Phoenix, Arizona native. He is 21 years old, 6'3", 210 pounds. Ankeny is making, in fact, his first appearance of the season with the Scrappers. And taking off is Stevenson. The throw to second. A little offline. Sweep tag tried by Luna. Not in time. And that is the second stolen base for the Scrappers. And now we're seeing Mahoning Valley pulling something out of the Spikes playbook here. The hits, the running. 2-1, bottom of the first. And now it's up to Tanner Wiggins and Manny Jackson to try and stifle the Scrappers a bit. Stevenson leads off second. The pitch to Ankeny is a strike. It's strike two. Wiggins goes breaking ball there at the knees. So already in the first inning, a run on a hit for the Spikes. Two runs, three hits for the Scrappers. This is the second game of a three-game set. Second game of the Spikes' six-game road trip. Ground ball, left side, past the diving, Mumaugh into left field. Stevenson moves up to third. Ankeny with the fourth consecutive hit for the Scrappers to start the game. And at this stage, we may see Jared Brown out there here in the first inning, but we're probably not going to see Tanner Wiggins leave the game. They're looking for at least three innings out of Tanner. And, of course, we saw that the very opening game of the season. Tyler Boudreau gave up five runs in the first inning, but battled through and was able to retire the last six he faced and seven of the last eight. Wiggins will have to figure it out here as he meets Garrett Pike, the designated hitter from Mahoning Valley. Pike also making his first appearance for the Scrappers officially out of Toledo, Waterville, Ohio product. And the pitch homeward. Swung on, foul tipped into the mitt, 93 on the fastball. 0-1 to Pike. The wind on the low side, but right now blowing about 5 to 10 miles an hour out to right field. 0-1, a throw to first instead, and Ankeny dives back in safely. Spikes will be back home next Tuesday, a two-game mini-series against the Williamsport Crosscutters. The 0-1 breaking ball swung on and missed, dropped out of the zone, but Pike went after it, and it's 0-2, and that may be the important thing for Tanner Wiggins here to get out of this jam. Still no outs in the inning, but getting ahead of the batters is so key here, especially at this level for these pitchers. They can press with their stuff, but if they fall behind in counts, they lose control of the at-bat, and that leads sometimes to overthrowing, trying to get back in the at-bat, and thus trying to get back in the outing. The 0-2 fastball upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Spikes pitching coach Jared Brown talks to this pitching staff about pitching with a purpose. And he's done a great job helping to guide these young arms so far in the season's first week. The 1-2 to Pike. Swung on, lifted in the air, left field. Moore headed over toward the line, makes the catch in fair territory. Stevenson tags from third. The throw to the plate will not be in time. It kind of hit the grass along the third base line, and then all of a sudden it did not take the hop. It just stuck to the green and slid to home. So it'll be a sacrifice fly for Pike to add another Mahoning Valley run. It's now 3-1 Scrappers. Ankeny remained at first, but there is an out now in the bottom of the first inning. And Cohen Nikolai, the batter, the catcher batting sixth, is coming off an 0-for-1 night last night. He reached base three times, but he was twice hit by a pitch and walked once. Throw to first, and Ankeny dives back in safely. So 3-1 Mahoning Valley. But a lot of games still left to be played. A lot of pitchers to go through as well on both sides. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge. 0-1. Again, as you know, if you followed the MLB Draft League here, this is the first half of the season. Guys showcasing themselves for the MLB Draft. So it is rarer, although it is certainly a possibility, but it is rarer to see lengthy outings by starting pitchers here in the MLB Draft League than you otherwise would. Even out to 5-6 innings would be considered lengthy here at this time. 1-1. The set and the pitch. Fastball upstairs at 93 miles an hour, ball two. And next week, Spikes are back home. 6:35 games next Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, the first Walking Taco Tuesday of the year. Throw on to first, and Ankeny dives back in. And that'll mean half-price Walking Tacos, and of course centered around the relocated salsa stand. Now down the third baseline next to the kids' zone. Steve Jones has been the salsa customer of the week for about a decade and a half running, and he gives his wholehearted approval of the new location. 2-1 breaking balls, a strike on the inner half. 2-2 now to Nikolai. Ankeny leads off first. Scrappers up 3-1. Wiggins to the plate. Fastball low and away. Actually, they went slider that time. Really reared back on it, though, and the count is full. Full count, one out. Throw on to first. Ankeny back in safely, head first. Middle infield at double play depth. Spikes have turned three double plays on the ground so far this year. Wiggins gets the sign from Jackson. Sets at the belt. Here's the payoff pitch. Grounder to the right side. Juggle by West. Ball gets away to his right. Everybody's safe. It took two hops into the midsection and then kicked off to the right. And by the time Bryanland retrieved the ball, everybody was at the next station. That'll be the first error of the night for either side. And now first and second, one out. And right away, West apologetic almost to Wiggins, but Wiggins just gives him a hand, says, "Hey, I need you." Pitch to Jared Quant now, and that is low for a ball. Quant, the switch-hitting right fielder, coming off of a 2-for-4 night. He scored a pair of runs yesterday. Steal of home turned into a balk that plated the first run of the game. 1-0. And here's a chopper to the right side. Charging in now, first baseman West. Gloves it off the grass. Goes over to the bag himself, steps on it. Ankeny moves to third. Nikolai to second. Two down in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring up John Schroeder, the third baseman. He had probably the biggest hit of last night's game, a three-run homer in the sixth inning that bolstered Mahoning Valley's lead from 2-5, and that's a lead they held on to till the end of the game. Final was 6-1. Schroeder's only hit of the game last night was that dinger, his first as a scrapper. He also walked as well. First pitch to him here, a fastball down and in, blocked well by Jackson. No movement by the runners. 3-1 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the first inning. Runners on second and third, two outs. And it is indeed a great evening for baseball here. We're in Niles, Ohio, in the corner of the Eastwood Mall property, Youngstown nearby. And the 1-0, a sharp liner to left field. That's a base hit that'll bring in two runs, although Moore now coming up throwing to the plate, but top line. And Nikolai does score from second. So it will be a two-run single for John Schroeder. and increases the Mahoning Valley lead to 5-1. That'll go as a couple of unearned runs because of the error earlier in the frame, so they won't go on Wiggins' ERA, but now Jordan Taylor, the ninth batter of the inning up, and Taylor last night was 1-for-4 with a single, and the pitch cued foul, first base side, hitting .292 this season, .333 the on-base percentage. Schroeder with those two RBIs now bumps the RBI total to 8 already, which is just 3 shy of Samuel Benjamin for first place in the league. Here's the set by Wiggins. The 0-1 to Taylor fades in just outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tanner attacking the lower portion of the zone. And if there is a pitcher who can consistently deliver balls with movement between the belt line and the knees, they will have a pretty good success rate at all levels of the game. But the amount of pitchers who can do that, you probably can't even count them on one hand. You sometimes may not be able to use any fingers. 2-1 the count. There goes the runner. Pitch is swung on and lifted foul first base side. Schroeder will return to first. 2-2 the count to Taylor. Now 5 hits in the opening inning for Mahoning Valley, so the Scrappers definitely picking up where they left off, giving Jaden Agassi a little bit of a cushion as he comes back out for the second inning. Now Agassi, of course, has had to wait in the dugout for a while. The 2-2. Here's a liner to left field. Drops in front of Moore for a base hit. Took an odd hop, but Hayden did a nice job getting up in the air to corral that. So Taylor with the inning 6th hit and back to the top of the Mahoning Valley order and Max Johnson. Johnson singled and scored his first time up. A lot of left-handers in the lineup tonight from Mahoning Valley. The Scrappers, though, atypical. They've got 3 switch hitters. Johnson, one of them. Runners take off for second and third. It pitches a strike, and Jackson rises, but there'll be no throw. Those are stolen bases 3 and 4 of the inning for the Scrappers. And now it's 0-1 to Johnson. And again, this is what the Spikes have been doing to the opposition, but now it's Mahoning Valley employing the same tactics, aggressive on the base paths. 0-1. Check swing, pitch is called a strike. Just around the knees with the slider. 0-2 now. And Wiggins heads back behind the mound. Now, Wiggins, that pitch was his 30th of the inning, which is high, but Agassi needed 28 to get through the first inning. So he hasn't been taxed as much from strictly a pitch total standpoint, or it's been only a tad above what Agassi had to go through as the pitch fouled away third base side. Went into the bleachers down the third baseline in the upper level of seats here at Eastwood Field. 0-2 the count. It's a Wednesday night in Niles, Ohio. 0-2 the count to Johnson. Wiggins delivers. Breaking ball low and away. Trying to draw the swing from Johnson, but could not. One ball, 2 strikes. Wiggins to the plate, swung on and missed, strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball there, and that's the first strikeout for Tanner Wiggins this evening. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. The Mahoning Valley does damage, 5 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. At the end of 1, it's Mahoning Valley leading 5-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Carson Luna leads off the second inning for the Spikes, and the first pitch to him grounded on to third, charging in third baseman John Schroeder. Throw across the diamond in time, and Luna retired for the first out of the inning. Luna, Jake Mumau, and Manny Jackson, the 7-9 batters, due up in this inning against Jaden Agassi, the right-handed pitcher out of USC, although unable to see action for the Trojans this spring. Of course, his father, Andre Agassi, his mother, Steffi Graf, and Agassi, the senior Agassi, a 8-time winner of Grand Slams, gold medal at the 1996 Olympics, one of the greatest tennis players in history. And the first pitch to Mumau, a strike, next one low. Actually, that hits the knees as well. Fastball from Agassi, and it's 0-2. And his mother, Steffi Graf, probably the greatest, one of the greatest tennis players of all time, might say Serena Williams. But Steffi Graf with great results as well. And the pitch swung on and missed by Mumau. And it is strike three. That's the second strikeout for Jaden Agassi. Steffi Graf, of course, not only was she a 4-time winner of the Australian Open, 6 times the French Open, 7 times Wimbledon, and 5 times the U.S. Open. She also won the first Olympic gold medal in tennis, and that sport's return to the Olympic Games in 1988. Back in the Olympics in 2024, as Manny Jackson sends this one deep to center field, and it's reeled in by Jordan Taylor near the warning track. So Jackson gave it a ride, but an efficient inning for Agassi. Just 5 pitches needed. And oh, by the way, Steffi Graf won a Grand Slam in 1988. Not only that Olympic gold medal, but all 4 of the Grand Slam tournaments as well. And that's the kind of pedigree that Jaden Agassi brings to the mound. And he's doing it with his arm as he retires the Spikes in order in the second. 5-1 Mahoning Valley here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Bottom half of the second inning, and Tanner Wiggins back on the mound for the Spikes. Carson Crawford, Josh Stevenson, Bo Ankeny, the 2-3-4 hitters due up for Mahoning Valley. Scrappers leading 5-1, but Tanner looking for a performance much like Tyler Boudreaux last Tuesday. And remember, in that game, Spikes were down 5-0 after the first inning, came back and took the lead in the game before ultimately falling on a walk-off. State College, of course, earning a walk-off win of their own this past Sunday night. The opener last Tuesday in Trenton. And the 1-0 to Crawford, a strike on the outer edge. Breaking ball. Here's the next offering. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 92. It's 1-2. Crawford singled, stole a base, and scored his first time up. Wiggins just settling right down. He's got to get the first inning out of his mind. And first three pitches of the second. Looks like he has done so. Next offering, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Jackson digs the ball out of the dirt. Will throw to first to complete the strikeout. The second in a row for Tanner Wiggins. And it is brought to you by our friends at Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. One gone, and here's Josh Stevenson, the left-handed hitting left fielder with a two-run single in the first inning. He then stole second and came around to score. Here's the pitch from Wiggins. Breaking ball floats in for a strike over the outer edge. It's 0-1. And Spikes in the red jerseys, gray pants, the navy blue caps with the Ribbon S logo on the front. State College across the front in light gold. Numbers on the back in gold as well, outlined in navy blue. Here's the 0-1. That is outside a ball. 1-1 the count. Scrappers in their home whites, jersey and pants. Scrappers word mark logo across the front. Numbers in the lower left-hand part of the jersey in maroon. Maroon numbers on the back as well. And the 1-1. Chopper up the middle past Luna, who is lunging to his right from his second base position. And Stevenson has his second hit of the game. It's the seventh so far for Mahoning Valley, and a runner on with one out for Bo Ankeny, who also delivered a base hit in the first inning. All seven hits so far for Mahoning Valley have been singles, but they've been able to string them together. Middle infield shades to the left side, playing Ankeny to pull just a bit. It's not a full-on shift. Up and in for a ball, 1-0. Now, although there is not... Well, it is in the baseball rules. There's not necessarily an anti-shift provision, but it is understood that since these players will be advancing up the ranks where there are anti-shift provisions, that got to have one fielder on either side of the bag here in the first half. Much like the Major League rule that has been implemented. And the 1-0 pitch to Ankeny now sent into the air. Center field, playable for Trayson Hughes, will go back and to his right, raise the mitt, make the catch. Stevenson retreats to first, two gone in the bottom of the second inning. Of course, tomorrow at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, State College Spikes and Penn State University once again hosting the PIAA State Baseball Championships. Three title games tomorrow starting at 10:30 a.m., Class 2A, 4A, and 6A, and it starts off with Bald Eagle Area, again making the short trip to Medler Field, Lebrano Park, looking for back-to-back state titles. First pitch to Garrett Pike is fouled back to the screen. Stevenson was off with the pitch, but he'll retreat to first. It's strike one to Pike, the left-handed hitting DH, who flied out to left in the first inning, but it was a sacrifice fly, a run scoring on the play. Now Stevenson will see if he takes off again, a throw to first instead, and back dive again is Stevenson. Bald Eagle Area again looking for their second straight state title. They'll take on Tri-Valley in that 10:30 a.m. game on Thursday. Then the 4A and 6A title games, Holy Ghost Prep taking on Indiana. And the 4A title game at 1:30 tomorrow. Then in the 6A title game, LaSalle College. Here's again taking off is Stevenson. The pitch swung on and missed. The throw down to second, not in time. Tag was sweeping on cross from Mumau, but unable to get it there to nab Stevenson, who notches his second stolen base of the night. Scrappers are now 5-for-5 in steals so far. It's an 0-2 count to Pike, however, with two outs, and Wiggins to the plate. Just beats the pitch timer, and the pitch lofted to left field. To center field, it'll drop in front of Hughes, and with two outs, Stevenson was off with the pitch on contact, and he's able to score from second. So a two-out RBI single for Pike, the second run he's knocked in tonight, makes it now a 6-1 game in favor of the Scrappers. Replicating the margin of victory yesterday here in the opener of this series. And here's Cohen Nicklai now. The Scrappers catcher reached on an error last time up. Came in to score a run. Here's the set by Wiggins. And delivers. Breaking ball low and away. That is the 46th pitch. Tanner Wiggins has delivered tonight. And he will likely get the call for the third inning as well, at least. One ball, no strikes to Nicklai. There goes the runner. The pitch swung on and missed. Jackson will not be able to get the throw away as the pitch in the dirt. And Pike with a stolen base. The sixth tonight for the Scrappers. And the pitch. That is back to the mound, picked up by Wiggins. A toss to first in time, and the inning is over. Sharp grounder back, but Wiggins did a nice job handling that one. Mahoning Valley adds a run on two hits in the second. One runner left on base. 6-1 Scrappers as we go to the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Top of the third inning here at Eastwood Field. Tim Battle Jr. is consulting with plate umpire Brian Fisher, and they were looking at the lineup card, so I'm not sure if maybe there is a change going to be made. Arnell Sweeney now coming out to coach first base. It is scheduled to be Trayson Hughes, Samuel Benjamin, and Cade Climie to start the third inning. And are we going to have, well, so Quentin McCracken came out of the dugout, and Brian Fisher consulted with him. Now Fisher's coming back over to Tim Battle. They're meeting just to the left of the dirt circle surrounding home plate. Again, I'm not sure what exactly this discussion is about. But they are looking over the lineup cards and pointing things out. And according to what we have, I believe everybody's hit in the proper order. There may be a substitution, perhaps, or conferences. And now Brian Fisher's finished with Tim Battle. He's headed back over to the first base dugout. And Quentin McCracken will meet him on the runway to first base. And he's pointing at the lineup card. And it looks like the Mahoning Valley lineup card he's got in his hand. So, again, I'm not sure if it's a change. Jaden Agassi is the pitcher out there. Cohen Nicolai is the catcher. So now the discussion continues on the runway, and I'm, again, not sure if there is a discrepancy. Maybe Quentin McCracken gave one lineup, had one lineup for the Spikes, one for the umpires, and one for the press box, but I think whatever's going on, and I think it has now been settled, is now Brian Fisher is returning behind the plate and Trayson Hughes stepping in to start the third inning. So I have to see what that discussion was all about. Spikes trailing 6-1 here in the top of the third. Hughes 0-1 so far, lined out to the shortstop Crawford in the first. And the first pitch from Agassi swung on and missed 0-1. Trayson out of Ole Miss, a native of Warner Robins, Georgia. Here's the 0-1. Swinging and a miss again. Another slider over the outer edge. 0-2. Lights are now on all the way around here at Eastwood Field, but we don't need them quite yet. It'll just ease the transition to when we do. 0-2 pitch, bounced on to first, taken on the backhand by Ankeny. He'll flip over to Agassi, coming over to cover, and the pitcher steps on the bag for the first out. Agassi now has recorded 5 consecutive outs, dating back to the inning-ending force play for a fielder's choice in the first. Here's Samuel Benjamin, the Spikes right fielder, struck out in the first inning. Again, he is one of only 2 players in the league now with a 7-game hitting streak over the season's first week. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, left field. Stevenson going back, turned around. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. Benjamin will throttle down into second, and there is that hit streak extended to 8 in a row with a double to left field, the first extra base hit for either team tonight. And now Samuel Benjamin has the Spikes in business here in the third. Looking to map the path on the comeback trail. And as Benjamin's first double of the season, both of his extra base hits before tonight had been home runs.
Number 11, Tyson Bass.
Now here's Tyson Bass, and maybe that is what is going on. I think Tim's going to make some changes here. Put guys in and out of the lineup. So Bass will check in as the number 3 batter. And the pitch, that is low and away for ball 1. Tyson, so far this year, batting .304 with a .484 on base percentage. 3-for-4 in steal attempts in his own right. Pitch high and away for a ball, 1-0, looking for his first extra base hit, but 7-of-23, including 4 hits in 1 game in Trenton. And it may be a case, this may be a case of Daniil Ortiz coming in to play third base. So it might have been what you can do, or what that was, what the attempt would be, was to have him come in to play third, but he is the DH tonight. He's on deck right now. And the pitch, up and in for a ball. 3-1 to Bass. Here's the set. And the 3-1. High and away, ball four. So Bass, in his first plate appearance of the evening, draws a walk, which is what Kate Climie did in the first inning. Climie also stole a base and scored. Don't know. Might just be a case of working guys in, but nevertheless, Daniel Ortiz, currently the DH, steps up. He walked in the first inning. Now runners on first and second with one gone. Ortiz has already gone deep once this year. Agassi sets at the midsection. The pitch. Fastball over the inner half for a strike. Agassi had smooth sailing, but then Samuel Benjamin sending one to the base of the wall in left. The walk to Bass and the 0-1 to Ortiz up and in. Daniil ducks away from it. Evens the count 1-1. So one ball and one strike. The set and the 1-1. Runners bluff off the bases, but the pitch, a breaking ball, taken for a strike over the outer half. 1-2 to Ortiz. Said that Benjamin was one of only two players entering the game with a 7-game hit streak. The 1-2 to Ortiz in the dirt, blocked by Nikolai. Ball two, the other one with a 7-game hit streak entering the night, Riley Nelson of Williamsport. And in an early look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Crosscutters are tied at two, bottom of the fourth against West Virginia. And Nelson is not in the starting lineup tonight. 2-2. Called strike three. Fastball over the outer edge at 92 miles an hour. Third strikeout of the night for Jaden Agassi. Runners remain at first and second, now with two outs for Brylan West, who delivered a two-out RBI single in the first inning, trying to help the Spikes back from a five-run deficit. It's 6-1 here in the top of the third. The set by Agassi. Benjamin dances off second. The pitch homeward, and West cues it foul, third base side. Agassi started him off with the curveball. A look to second now, and the 0-1 pitch here. Fastball upstairs. 1-1. Also in the MLB Draft League tonight, Trenton taking on Frederick, and Rotaro Sasaki with a big-time home run at a big game in his debut stateside. As the 1-1 to West bounced foul down the third base line, it is snagged by Schroeder, but on the left side of the line, so he will toss the ball into the stands. 1-2. Here's the set. Runners will bluff on the 1-2, and that is a foul ball that gets back and hits Nikolai on the right hand. And that little sting, he pats the hand against his leg. Trying to resolve the pain, get the feeling back into it. And plate umpire Brian Fisher will grant him as much time as he needs. Cleans off the plate, makes sure that Nikolai is okay, but he's tough. He's a catcher. Really got to be, even with all those tools. Once upon a time, they were called the tools of ignorance. The mask, the chest protector, the shin pads, but really the general on the field, the only member of the defense that can see the entire field. Here's the 1-2. Grounder on the left side, snagged by Schroeder, comes up, throwing across the diamond in time. A 5-3 put out, and a nice play by John Schroeder going to his left. Spikes threaten in the third as Sam Benjamin extends his hitting streak to 8 games with a double. But one hit, two runners left on, and no runs in the third. Still 6-1 Mahoning Valley as we go to the bottom half on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch, hit, and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lobrano Park. MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com. Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the bottom of the third inning, and Tanner Wiggins back on the mound for the Spikes. And what will happen now for the Spikes is Brylan West will move across the diamond. He will go from first base to third base. And Tyson Bass will check into the game and play first base. So not sure if this is just a change to get more guys time or if Cade Climie had to check out for another reason, but we'll get you updated if we hear anything before the end. Meanwhile, Ryan Fisher, the plate umpire, again is consulting the lineup cards with Quentin McCracken. Now, Daniil Ortiz has not entered into the game. Or actually, you know what? I beg your pardon. Instead of Bass checking in at first base, he has gone to left field. The new first baseman for the Spikes is Trayson Hughes, and we saw that earlier this year. So Hughes goes to first. Bass is now in left field. And I believe that means that Hayden Moore has moved over. We'll confirm that as the first pitch of the inning to Jared Quant, the right fielder, is a strike. Over the inner half of the plate, breaking ball from Tanner Wiggins. Back on the mound, and the pitch homeward. Chopped down the first baseline, and Hughes snares it. Toss on to first, and the ball deflects off of Wiggins' mitt. And Quant is safe. Now Hughes, who proved very adept at playing first base, as he started the year there before Brylan West entered the league and came to State College. It's there, but that'll be an error, and we'll see who the error is on, but it is the second error of the game to put Quant aboard for John Schroeder, who delivered a two-out, two-run single in the first inning, stole third base as well. And there is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen also. Now the pitch swung on and foul tipped at the plate. Strike one to Schroeder. Samuel Benjamin started the game in right field, and he is staying there. And it looks like Hayden Moore is the one that has moved over to center field. Now we'll confirm all those changes here, and it is. Hayden Moore goes to center field. And the pitch, there goes the runner. Pitch is a ball thrown out to second, not in time. And Quant with a stolen base. That is his first of the game. That's seven already from Mahoning Valley as a team. So there it is. Trayson Hughes goes from center to first. Tyson Bass checks in the field in left. Hayden Moore moves from left to center, and Brylan West moves from first base to third base. So there you go. And the set by Wiggins, a look to second, 1-1. Liner down the left field line, foul. Along the narrow lane between the line and the fence there as well. That fence shielding the fun zone down the third baseline here at Eastwood Field. Of course, the kid zone available down the left field line at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. All sorts of fun all summer long. 1-2 two strikes to Schroeder. The error assessed to Wiggins to start off the inning if you are scoring at home. Set by Wiggins, a look to second. And he will toss to second. Shortstop Muma is there, but tag not in time. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Wiggins comes right back, notches his third strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. Here's Jordan Taylor now, the center fielder. Singled and stole a base in the first. 6-1 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the third. The pitch homeward, a strike on the inner half. As Wiggins gets ahead in the count. Wiggins looks in for the sign, sets at the belt. A look to second. And now the pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. Hat flies off his head as he delivered the slider, and I think he's trying to make a mark here. This will likely be the last inning he's in this one. As there is right-handed action. Up for the spikes in the bullpen beyond the left field wall. And it is Sam Swigert. The time is called here, but Wiggins is putting everything he has into what he hopes will be his final pitches of the night. He's thrown 56 of them so far. Runner takes off for third. The pitch up and in. Pops out of the mitt of Jackson before he can release, and Quant with another stolen base.
Sweet honey hot chicken pizza, available on the Strapper's sweet menu this season.
So 1-2 and two strikes, and Quant, his second stolen base of the inning, showing that daring do. I mean, he took off for home last night. And the 1-2, and this is lofted, going to be shallow right, drop in front of Benjamin, base hit. Quant scores, and it's 7-1 Mahoning Valley. A well-placed in-between ball. Now Taylor recording the RBI.
The second baseman,
his third of the year.
Max Johnson.
And here's Max Johnson, the switch-hitting second baseman, and that'll be it for Tanner Wiggins, second time through the order. So a pitching change here at Eastwood Field as Tanner Wiggins' night is done, and Sam Swigert will come in to replace him. We'll have the numbers on Swigert and the rest of the third inning when we return. It's 7-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Well, spoke too soon. In fact, the pitching change not made Wiggins does stay out there. Swigert still warming up, and the first pitch to Max Johnson is low for a ball, so remains Tanner Wiggins on the mound again, trying to finish strong here in the third inning. It was just a talk by pitching coach Jared Brown to him to bear down here, and taking off again is Taylor. The pitch is a ball, throw down to second, and the tag not in time. So Jordan Taylor with his second stolen base of the night. And a man in scoring position now for Johnson with a 2-0 count. And this Mahoning Valley team has just been running roughshod after getting on the bases. Manny Jackson has been a catcher who has been holding the running game in check so far as the grounder on to second. Scooped up by Carson Luna, throw to first in time. It's a second out of the inning. Taylor will move up to third. But the Scrappers just keep on moving. And here's Carson Crawford. The shortstop is one for two. Singled, stole a base, and scored in the first. Struck out in the second. The pitch. That is upstairs a ball. Set by Wiggins. And the 1-0 delivery, a slider swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. Pitch. There's a broken back grounder on to short. Mumau dodges the barrel, juggles the ball, throw to first, bounces past Trayson Hughes. And coming in to score is Taylor. That'll make it 8-1, and that'll be the third error of the night for the Spikes. It'll be an unearned run for Wiggins as Brylan West comes over from third base to retrieve the barrel, and Tim Battle is out of the dugout, and I think this will be as they look for any other pieces of that bat to scatter around the field. I think this will be the end for Tanner Wiggins. Tim calling time, and he is going to the mound, and he has made the motion to the bullpen. So now this is the pitching change here in the bottom of the third inning. And a tough one tonight for Tanner Wiggins. But now it'll be up to Sam Swigert to try and hold the Scrappers at bay. Mahoning Valley leading 8-1. We'll have the numbers on Swigert and the rest of the third inning after this call to the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So Sam Swigert, most recently of the Citadels, native of Springfield, South Carolina, but will be seeking his destination for his collegiate career. Sam is just one day away from his 22nd birthday. He is 6'1", 210 pounds, and Swigert so far has made two appearances for the Spikes, an 0-1 record of 6.75 ERA. 2 2/3 total innings. He has allowed two runs on four hits, four strikeouts, so three walks. Opponents batting .333 against him so far in this very young MLB Draft League season. He faces Carson Crawford here. Crawford, left-handed hitter. Or actually, I beg your pardon, it is Josh Stevenson who is up now. As the first pitch from Sam Swigert tonight is a strike on the outer half, 0-1. Tanner Wiggins goes 2 2/3 innings. And while all of the Mahoning Valley runs are charged to him right now, only five of them are earned. Nine hits, no walks, three strikeouts, 64 pitches, 45 of them for strikes. It'll be officially an E6 that put Crawford on and allowed the eighth Mahoning Valley run to score. Slider low, 1-1 now to Stevenson, who's 2 for 2 with two runs batted in, two runs scored, and two stolen bases. And the pitch, that is lifted in the air, in between, ball between short and center, it's over the head. Drops down, then slips out of the mitt of Muma. As Crawford around second, heads into third. Third hit of the game for Stevenson, the 10th of the night for the Scrappers so far. We are in the bottom of the third inning. Here's Bo Ankeny now. Ankeny, the first baseman, is 1 for 2. Singled and scored in the first. Flied out to center field in the second. Talked about the games taking place at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. Next couple of days, starting tomorrow morning, 10:30, Baltimore area, District 6, not too far away from Medler Field, Lebrado Park. Won the state title there last year in Mercy Rule fashion, 10-0 in five innings. And they face Tri-Valley this season to try and make it two straight. First pitch to Ankeny, swung on and missed, 0-1. Swigert out of the stretch, first and third, two outs, the pitch. That is low. It gets past Jackson. Taking out from third is Crawford. The flip to the plate by Jackson. Not in time. So Crawford will score, and I believe that'll be a wild pitch. Stevenson moves up to second. The ninth Mahoning Valley run of the night. Other games tomorrow. The Class 4A state title game at 1:30 p.m. Indiana takes on Holy Ghost Prep. And then at 4:30 p.m., LaSalle College in action against Hempfield. And the pitch, that is low for a ball. 2-1 to Ankeny. And then the Class 1A, 3A, and 5A state title games are on Friday, also starting at 10:30. The pitch. Faith Christian Academy against Eden Christian Academy in the 1A title game. At 3A at 1:30 on Friday, Newman Goretti takes on Avonworth. And at 4:30 Friday, it's the 5A title game, Governor Mifflin against Hollidaysburg, another nearby squad, District 6 team in the state of Pennsylvania. 2-2 fouled away by Ankeny. Count remains the same. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. 9-1 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the third. They've scored in every inning so far, posted a couple of crooked numbers. Here's the set by Swigert. And the 2-2. That's up and in, and that hits Ankeny in the helmet. That was fastball at 91. But Ankeny just tosses away the pad. He seems okay. And he will go down to first base. And
now coming to the plate, Warrior Scrapper, the designated hitter, number 30.
Waiting for him there is assistant coach Quentin Holmes to make sure he's okay. Mike DeFelice, the hitting coach, coaches at third for the Scrappers. And here is Garrett Pike. Sacrifice fly to left field in the first, an RBI single in the second, and a stolen base on his ledger already. The first pitch to him fouled away, 0-1. It's the first hit batsman on either side tonight. We'll look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard coming up. Get you updated on Williamsport and West Virginia. Spikes will be taking on the Black Bears this weekend down at what is now Kendrick Family Ballpark down in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown. Also the home of West Virginia Mountaineers baseball, WVU. A one pitch, a strike on the outer edge, 0-2 to Pike. Now Swigert rises, sets, delivers. Chopper foul down the first base side. Count remains the same. Friday, Saturday, Sunday there. 7 o'clock matchups Friday and Saturday night. Sunday, a 1 o'clock matinee matchup to finish off this road trip. Off day on the MLB Draft League schedule Monday, and then the Spikes are back at it. It's coming Tuesday and Wednesday, both 6:35 p.m. matchups. Walking Taco Tuesday and Glizzy and Wine Wednesday coming up. 0-2, breaking ball, called strike three at the letters. And Sam Swigert records the inning-ending strikeout. It's brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health Pit for Play offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountainnittany.org/fitforplay. But Mahoning Valley adds three runs on two hits, two errors, and two runners left on base. Three innings complete, 9-1 Scrappers on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hayden Moore will lead off the top of the fourth inning for the Spikes. Jaden Agassi back on the mound for Mahoning Valley. It's a 9-1 lead for the Scrappers. Here is Moore, who grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. Settles into the left-handed box, takes a breaking ball outside, 1-0. And this is the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. 1-0 to Moore, swing and a miss at a breaking ball low. And the pitch, that's a swing and a miss, strike two. I believe Hayden Moore is the strikeout guy in some respect here. No Big Macs on the line like back at home at Medler Field at Lebrado Park. But the 1-2, the crowd cheering, and that one is low. Ball two. And the pitch, that one up the middle, deflects off Agassi onto the second baseman Johnson. Scooped up, throwing to first in time, and it looks like that'll be a 1-4-3 putout for the first out of the inning. That'll bring Carson Luna to the plate, and the Spike second baseman swung at the first pitch last time up, grounded out to third base. Take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. It is 1-4-3. Deep breath by Agassi. First pitch to Luna, the 18-year-old. takes a strike on the curveball inner half. Carson, 6'1", 180 pounds, out of Houston, Texas, headed to the University of Texas. And he has manned the middle infield well for the Spikes in the early going this year. Takes a fastball limit away for ball one. 276 on base percentage coming in. He's already knocked in five runs as well. And the 1-1 down and away on the fastball. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch swung on and missed. 2-2 the count. Pitch. Chopper foul, third base side. Two balls, two strikes, one gone. Base is empty here in the top of the fourth. Agassi kicks and fires. That pitch is fouled back to the screen. Still 2-2. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. West Virginia and Williamsport remain tied at 2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Frederick now leading Trenton 4-2. Bottom of the fourth. That is at Nimmo Field, Harry Grove Stadium down in Frederick. And the breaking ball low and away. Ball 3 to Luna to fill the count. A return throw to the mound goes awry, so Agassi has to chase the ball down on the grass just shy of the dirt in front of second baseman Max Johnson. Agassi gets the sign, and here's the payoff pitch. In tight, ball four. Carson Luna draws the one-out walk. That is the fourth walk issued by Agassi, who has allowed two hits thus far. And now Jake Mumau. The batter, Mumau, is 0-1. He struck out back in the second inning. By the way, the book closed on Tanner Wiggins, 2 2/3 innings. Again, all the scrappers runs charged him, but only four of them end up as being earned. 9 hits against him, but no walks and 3 strikeouts on the night. 64 pitches, 45 for strikes. Pitch homeward. Mumau sends this one to left field. Stevenson coming on for it. Makes the catch head high. Luna retreats to first. And here is Manny Jackson. Jackson, the Spikes catcher, 0-1, flied out to center field in the second. Pitch homeward. High and away, 1-0 the count. It's been all scrappers so far here as we play in the top of the fourth. 5 runs in the first, 1 in the second, 3 in the third for Mahoning Valley. Spikes with 1 on the ledger so far on the 1-0 pitch. High and away to Jackson. Manny flying out to center field his last time up. We'll get to the major league portion of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in a moment. Shrug of the shoulders by Agassi out of the stretch. The 2-0 and the fastball low. Well, borderline perhaps, but it is ball three. Now Luna leading off first. Spike's not going to run in this situation. They are looking to string together some base hits. Throw to first, however, sends Luna diving back in. There is action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen that has just ceased. Three and oh, the count to Manny. And the pitch. Outside, ball four. So a two-out walk to Manny Jackson. Puts runners on first and second. And now Trayson Hughes, the batter. Shifted from center field to start the game to first base in the third inning. He is 0-2. He's lined out to short. Grounded out to first with the pitcher covering. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues. The Orioles leading the Braves 2-0, bottom of the seventh inning. And the Nationals leading the Tigers 5-1, going to the bottom of the seventh in Detroit. First pitch by Agassi to Hughes upstairs for a ball. The Rays lead the Cubs 2-1, middle of the sixth inning down in St. Pete. And the Guardians and Reds are tied at one, top of the fifth in Cincy. Set by Agassi, a look to second, a second look, now the 1-0. Check swing by Hughes, but the slider, a strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Phillies lead the Red Sox 4-0 in Fenway. Bryce Harper already has knocked in a run for the Fightins. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the 1-1 pitch to Hughes. Fastball down and in, ball two. Mets lead the Marlins 5-3, top of the fifth. Cardinals and Pirates are now in the bottom of the third, still scoreless in St. Louis. Buccos got the better of the pitching duel last night. It went all the way to the ninth inning before any runs were scored, but Pittsburgh won it 2-1. And the 2-1, lifted in the air, center field, Taylor back for it, settles up shy of the warning track and makes the catch in front of the scoreboard to end the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, two runners left on base, more of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, and more of the fourth inning coming up. Mahoning Valley 9, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, 9-1 Mahoning Valley, and Sam Swigert, after notching the final out of the third, will face Cohen Nicklein, Jared Quant, and John Schroeder here in the fourth. The 6-7-8 batters in the Mahoning Valley lineup. First pitch broken back, rounder onto short, picked up by Jake Mumau, throw to first, a stretch by Hughes in time, and Nicklein is retired for the first out. He'll also need a new bat when he comes up to the plate next time. Jared Quant is officially 0 for 2, grounded out to first in the opening frame, then reached on an error in the third, stole second, stole third, and scored. Three errors so far on the Spikes. And Quant in the left-handed box facing the righty Swigert, a switch hitter by trade. First pitch by Swigert in this at-bat, outside for a ball. More on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the big leagues. The Yankees all over the Royals today, 10-1 the final in KC. The 1-0, a strike on the inner half, 1-1. Breaking ball from Swigert. Blue Jays shut out the Brewers 3-0. Diamondbacks over the Angels 9-4. Those final scores as well. And the 1-1 to Quant, breaking ball low. Ball two there. Padres defeat the Athletics 4-3. Mariners over the White Sox 4-3. The Astros tap the Giants 3-1. Dodgers all over the Rangers today 15-2 the final. And the 2-1 to Quant swung on and missed. Two balls, two strikes now. Dodgers plated seven in the sixth inning alone. Two other multi-run frames. The team that has the best record in baseball, or near the best record in baseball, as the pitch fouled back. They're at 42-26. Phils actually have the best record in baseball by a percentage point over the Yankees. Right now at 46-20 are the Phils, and again, they are leading in tonight's game. The Yanks at 48-21. 2-2, fades in outside, ball three. If the season ended today, which obviously it doesn't, we haven't even reached the halfway point in the big leagues, it'd be Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and L.A. as the division winners. The 3-2 to Quant fouled away at the plate. Count remains full as a fastball from Swigert that time. While over in the AL, the division winners would be the Yankees, Guardians, and Mariners. Wild cards on each side would be the Orioles, Royals, and Twins in that order. As the 3-2 to Quant swung on and missed, strike three in the second strikeout for Sam Swigert. Third consecutive batter, he is retired. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Two down, and here is John Schroeder. The third baseman is 1-for-2. Two-run single in the first, a stolen base in that inning as well. Struck out in the third against Tanner Wiggins. Fastball high and away to start things off. Ball one to Schroeder. Wild cards in the NL with, of course, Philly, Milwaukee, and the Dodgers leading the divisions would be the Braves, Padres, and Giants. And with that being the case, Pittsburgh Pirates are only a game and a half out of the last wild card spot as it stands right now, of course. And there's plenty of baseball to be played until the wild card series get formalized in October. Fastball low, 3-0 to Schroeder. Dangerous bat. He had a three-run homer to right field last night. And Swigert delivers, and that is popped up on the infield. Fading to the third base side, into foul territory, Brylan West is over there, reaches out, but it deflects off the mitt. He had to reach back for it. And so it is a 3-1 count to Schroeder. And I think that being a difficult play, it was not like he had it in his mitt all the way and then dropped it. Just deflected off the mitt, having to reach back. There won't be an error charged on that play. Or there will be. Never mind. And the pitch. That is grounded onto short, and that through the legs of Mumau. Well, unfortunately, that will be an error.
Now coming to the plate for your
starter. And I believe that'll be now the fifth of the night for the Spikes. Here's Jordan Taylor now, 2-for-2 with an RBI. He's scored a run as well. And the pitch, that is a strike over the outer edge. Owen won the count, pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Taylor. And the pitch. That is low and picked up by Jackson after deflecting away from him. But advancement by Schroeder. And I don't know if that's going to be a stolen base or not. It may be a wild pitch. I don't think he broke before it hit the dirt, but he does move into scoring position with a 1-2 count. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Scrappers up 9-1. And the 1-2. That is fouled back to the screen. Count remains the same. So actually, there was, and I stand correct, there was no error assessed on the foul ball. There's a glitch in the system right now, but it is four errors for the Spikes. The 1-1 chop foul third base side. Ball and two strikes now to Taylor. A run on two hits, four errors for State College. Nine runs, 10 hits for Mahoning Valley. Usually when those totals are like that, that's the way those are. The 1-2. That is down and in for a ball. 2-2 the count. And the 2-2. That is lined to right field. Drops in for a base hit. Schroeder is around third. The throw to the plate will be cut off. And Jordan Taylor with a two-out single. His third hit of the night. His second RBI. Now four runs batted in this year. And the Scrappers have hit double digits. And here's Max Johnson, the second baseman, 1-for-3. Well, the script has flipped a little bit on the State College Spikes tonight. Came in averaging 8.4 runs per game, lopsided wins at home this past weekend. But now it's the Scrappers laying it down here at Eastwood Field. First pitch fastball low and away, 1-0 the count. Taylor leads off first, pitch homeward. That's fouled back to the screen, 1-1. The Ramada Out of Town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. The 1-1 to Johnson, upstairs for a ball, 2-1. Game 3 of the NBA Finals, by the way, also underway. The Mavericks with an early 9-2 lead over the Celtics, less than 2 minutes into the game. And, of course, the big news in the world of sports today. 2-1 pitch to Johnson, comes in down and in for ball three. The passing of not just one of the greatest players in the history of basketball, but the man whom is the logo of the NBA, Jerry West. Hall of Famer as a player, but also a Hall of Fame coach and executive, passing away at the age of 86 as the pitch to Johnson bounces inside the bag at first, skittering down the line to the right field corner. On it quickly, Samuel Benjamin fires it to the infield, and that'll hold up Taylor at third. I think he was also held up by Mike DeFelice in a 10-1 game. Not going to take any unnecessary risks. But it will be a double for Johnson. That is the first extra base hit of the night for the Scrappers. It's their 11th as a team. And with runners on second and third, two outs, Carson Crawford up. He is 1-for-3, singled, stole a base, scored in the first, struck out in the second, reached on an error, and scored in the third. Jerry West, not only one of the great players ever, finally won that elusive NBA title in 1972 with a Los Angeles Lakers team that also featured Wilt Chamberlain and won a league record 33 consecutive games. En route to the title, defeating the Knicks. And he then took over. He was head coach on two different occasions, technically, but also the GM and had the masterstroke of the draft day deal to get Kobe Bryant into a Laker jersey in 1996, and that helped kickstart the Lakers' second dynasty with Kobe and Shaq, and then several more championships with the late, great Kobe Bryant. 0-1 to Crawford, cued on to first, stays fair. Hughes scoops it up with two hands, picks it up, goes to the bag himself, and in time to end the fourth inning. Mahoning Valley adding another run on two hits, one error, and two runners left on base. At the end of four, it is Mahoning Valley 10, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What's going on, Scrapper fans? I'm here in section 206. I got a couple rows here, some people that I know very well. It's time to order the next Phantom Fireworks Lucky Row. Fans, make some noise for tonight's Phantom Fireworks Lucky Row.
For over 25 years, the Rich Center Garage Museum at Youngstown State University has promoted awareness through the treatment, education, and research of autism spectrum disorder for thousands of individuals across the Mahoning and Chandler Valleys and surrounding areas. At the root of awareness is education. The It's education that's grounded in best practice, purpose, and love that leads to acceptance. This is at the heart of what we do at the Rich Center for Autism each and every day.
Into the fifth inning here at Eastwood Field, and a new pitcher on the mound for Mahoning Valley after Jaden Agassi went four innings, allowing one run on two hits, five walks with three strikeouts, 74 pitches, 41 of them for strikes. He now gives way to a new right-hander for Mahoning Valley, and it is Joe Glassie, a returnee from last year's Scrappers out of the University of Illinois, a native of Lindenhurst, Illinois. He is 22 years old, 6'3", 220 pounds. And Glassie making his third appearance in his return to the Scrappers this year. No record, a 2.45 ERA. In 3 2/3 innings, he has allowed one run, which was earned on three hits, five strikeouts, no walks to this point, and a .214 opponent's batting average. And Glassie will face the 2-3-4 batters for the Spikes, Samuel Benjamin, Tyson Bass, and Daniil Ortiz. Benjamin extended his hitting streak to 8 games with his double last time up. That was in the third inning. Struck out in the first. In the left-handed box, the set by Glassie, and the pitch, that is down low for a ball. It is 10-1 Mahoning Valley, as the Scrappers have been hitting well. 12 hits in total as a team. The 1-0, Benjamin fouls it away. Goes into the sweet level here, smacks off a window, but youngster comes up with a nice souvenir, and he is overjoyed. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Fastball, strike above the knees. It's 1-2 to Sam. And the 1-2 pitch, broken bat, liner, past the leaping first baseman Ankeny down the right field line, and then it slips out of play. So it'll be two bases for Benjamin, a broken bat double down the first base line. Even though the bat was broken, it still left at 78 miles an hour. Now they've just cleanly sheared in two, one half of the barrel retrieved by the first baseman Ankeny, who had to do some fancy footwork to get out of the way. That boy chases down the other half in the grass to the right of the foul line. But Benjamin with his second double of the evening, his second double of the season as well. And he is in scoring position for Tyson Bass, who checked in the third inning, drew a walk as a pinch hitter, and then entered the game in left field. Set by Glassie, and the righty deals. Slider, or rather a fastball for a strike over the outer half. 0-1 the count. Benjamin leads off second. Dancing around, but he probably won't be taking off here as the 0-1 fouled away first base side. 0-2 the count. And action starting up for the Spikes in the bullpen after Sam Swigert has logged an inning and a third. And the pitch. A breaking ball low. Ball, one ball, two strikes. Well, actually not action in earnest, I would say. It is Jason Flores throwing as a lefty. He's a right-hander by nature, and he looks like a right-hander trying to throw left-handed as of this moment. That's not to say he couldn't develop into an ambidextrous pitcher. I mean, we've seen those. 1-2, called strike three, fastball on the outer edge. First strikeout for Glassie, the fourth for Scrappers pitching, one gone top of the fifth. There was one night back in 2008, a wild and crazy game. It was Spikes hosting the Staten Island Yankees at the time, and Pat Venditti, who became the first truly ambidextrous pitcher in the majors, who intended to literally pitch with both his left and right arm and wasn't just doing it as a gimmick, became the first ambidextrous pitcher in the majors in over 100 years. But he did pitch at Medler Field at Lombardo Park, closed out a Staten Island win in that 08 season against the Spikes. First pitch to Daniil Ortiz, fouled for strike one. Ortiz, the MLB Draft League Player of the Week for the opening week of the year. Fouls it off to the screen behind the plate now. 0-2 the count. He is officially 0-1 in the game. Walked in the first inning. Struck out in the third. Jerry West, as a matter of fact, we were talking about him last inning, passing away today at the age of 86. He was advising the L.A. Clippers. Going across town, of course, so many memories with the Lakers, but the 0-2 pitch, a liner to a diving Kwan, but he can't get to it. It deflects off the mitt. Around third is Benjamin. He will score, and Ortiz on that sinking liner will get a base hit. And the Spikes are back on the board. It's now 10-2. So it's an RBI for Ortiz as well, and that's his ninth of the year. So he now moves into a tie for third place in the league in that category. And the pitch to Brylan West. That's swung on and missed. Bigger part, an eighth RBI of the year, but still a tie for third for Ortiz. And West swings and misses in the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Ryland 1-for-2 with an RBI single in his own right back in the first. We're on the top of the fifth inning. Runner on first, one gone. Mahoning Valley has scored in every inning so far, leading the Spikes 10-2 here in the middle game of a three-game series. Spikes will look to come back and make tomorrow's 7:05 matchup here at Eastwood Field a rubber match, but it'll be a long road to hoe. 1-1 to West, chopped off the plate, onto the shortstop. Crawford backs up, takes it, throw to second for one, on to first, not in time. Fielder's choice for West as Ortiz erased 6-4 at second base. First out of what potential double play was made, but not fulfilled. There are two outs in the frame, and Hayden Moore, the batter, started in left field, moved over to center in the third. He is 0-2 tonight. Grounded into a fielder's choice in the first, ground out in the fourth. Also, storms down in Florida, grounding the Florida Panthers as they tried to fly out to Edmonton for the third game of the Stanley Cup Finals, making the long trek north after the Oilers came all the way down from northern Alberta, which in actuality, geographically, is central Alberta, down to South Florida. The first two games, both won by the Florida Panthers, as Hayden Moore fouls at first base side along the ground, 1-1 the count. If the Panthers win, it would be their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. And, of course, the Edmonton Oilers, proud tradition with five cups, four of them with Wayne Gretzky, and then Mark Messier, the undisputed leader of the 1990 team that won that fifth cup. The 1-1, called strike just above the knees, 1-2. Although Bill Ranford, the goalie, won the Conn Smythe Trophy in that 1990 Cup run. As he was hot, came over from the Boston Bruins and had a hot playoff run. There goes the runner on the 1-2. Pitch outside for a ball. Throw down to second, not in time. Brylan West with a stolen base. So the Spikes getting active in the run game once again. Mahoning Valley has certainly been active there. Nine steals so far for the Scrappers as a team. Spikes do have two, and nobody has been caught as of yet on either side. Two balls, two strikes to Moore. Two gone, top of the fifth. The pitch. That's a fastball low, and the count is full. Hayden Moore, product of St. Louis University, and looks like the Spikes ranks might be supplemented with another SLU product tomorrow. wait for the official word on that, but giving you the sneak peek is the 3-2 to Moore. Fouled away behind the plate. Of course, Moore joining the squad along with Dane Pengelly, right-handed pitcher, who we'll likely see later on in this road trip. Pengelly out of New Mexico. Actually reached the Mountain West All-Academic team this year. So 3-2 to Moore fouled off his own foot in the batter's box. So simply a foul ball. The count remains full. Pengelly actually reached the All-Academic team with a weighted 4.1 GPA in engineering at New Mexico. So probably offers an insight into the brain power that's been added to the Spikes roster in the last few days. Unfortunately, Jackson Cobb completing that. He has departed, and certainly wish him the best, and hopefully he'll be hearing his name called in the MLB draft before long. Another 3-2 to Moore, swung on, popped up. Left side of the infield, a mile high, plummeting back down to earth. Schroeder, the third baseman, comes forward, reaches out, and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Well, the Spikes get back on the board with a run on two hits, one runner left on base. We're halfway home at Eastwood Field. Mahoning Valley leading State College 10-2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Josh Stevenson.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Sam Swigert returns to the hill for the Spikes to take on Josh Stevenson, Bo Ankeny, and Garrett Pike, the 3-4-5 hitters in the Mahoning Valley order. It's all scrappers right now as it's 10-2 in Mahoning Valley's favor, the home team tonight. And the first pitch of Stevenson, a fastball swung on and missed. Strike one. Stevenson is 3-for-3 with two RBIs, two steals, and two runs scored already this evening. The 0-1 fades low, ball and a strike. And Spikes did make some changes in the field in the third inning, but none here in this one. It remains Manny Jackson behind the plate. Trayson Hughes at first base. As Stevenson floats this one down the left field line, it drops in, a fair ball just inside the line, deflects off the fence in front of the fun zone, and chased down by Tyson Bass as Stevenson settles into second with his fourth hit of the night, a double. And here's Bo Ankeny now, the right-handed hitting first baseman, 1-for-2. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. And Ankeny windmills the bat in the right-handed box. Swigert comes set. A look to second, and first pitch of the at-bat. A breaking ball popped up foul into the seats, first base side. 0-1 the count. Two runs, four hits, four errors for State College. 10 runs, 13 hits now for Mahoning Valley. These two teams will meet again tomorrow night at 7:05, and Spikes will look to in all likelihood, salvage the final game of the series. Mahoning Valley winning last night 6-1. And the 0-1 fouled away to the right side, 0-2 the count. Stevenson leads off second, and the 0-2. And there's a looper into right field, a base hit. Rounding third is Stevenson, who'll get held up there by Mike DeFelice. Strong throw from Samuel Benjamin in right, but the single by Ankeny, his second hit of the evening, puts runners on the corners for Garrett Pike. Pike, the DH, is 1-for-2. Sacrifice fly to left in the first. RBI single in the second. He stole a base in that inning as well. One of the nine Mahoning Valley has grabbed so far. Struck out in the third. Also, story earlier today that Joey Chestnut, who will not be able to compete or is being prevented from competing in the 4th of July hot dog eating contest on Coney Island. Well, Takeru Kobayashi, who's been banned for several years, will now take on Chestnut mano a mano on Labor Day in a hot dog eating contest. 22 mustard belts between them. And the Labor Day hot dog eating contest between those two titans will be streamed live on Netflix. First pitch to Garrett Pike is smoked foul, first base side. Actually rolls up the wall and skates along the top before sliding back onto the field. And Trayson Hughes quickly will pick it up. Slide it over to a fan and jump back into position. 0-1 the count on Pike. Now, the location has not yet been determined. We'll talk to Scott Walker, see if Medler Field at Labrador Park's available for that. Here's the 0-1. Lifted in the air, right field corner, drops in front of Benjamin, base hit. Scoring from third is Stevenson. Ankeny running all the way, makes it to third. It's an RBI single for Pike, and Mahoning Valley plates its 11th run of the night. Third RBI for Pike. And here's Cohen Nicklai now, the Mahoning Valley catcher, 0-for-3, reached on an error in the first inning. Pair of groundouts since. He has scored a run in this one. Coming to the strains of the outfield's Your Love, a classic. Breaking ball, strike of the knees, 0-1 to Nicklai. Of course, here in Eastern Ohio, the Scrappers, MLB Community Ally Program, partners of the Cleveland Guardians. Breaking ball for strike two over the inner half from Swigert. Just as the Spikes are MLB Community Ally Program partners with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Spikes and the Buccos partnering up for a very fun evening coming up on Saturday, June the 29th. It'll be Bucko Mania Night at the ballpark. 6:35 game time. Fireworks following after the game. But as the 0-2 to Nicklai is popped up foul, floating into the seats out of play. The ballpark will also welcome the Pirate Parrot. The Pittsburgh Pierogies will be on hand, as will the Bucko Brigade, for a night of mirth and merriment, pirate style. And again, Bucko Mania Night coming up on Saturday, June 29th. Tickets for that game, as well as every game remaining on the Spikes 2024 home schedule, available now at statecollegespikes.com or at the Spikes ticket office during business hours. Fastball outside, 1-2 to Nicklai. Swigert working out of the stretch, first and third, no outs. The pitch swung on him, missed, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. That is the third strikeout of the night for Sam Swigert, and is brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainnittany.org. Runner still on first and third now with one out, but that'll be the last out Sam Swigert attains tonight. He will hand the ball over to Tim Battle, and a new pitcher coming in for State College. We'll have the identity of the Spikes reliever as well as the rest of this fifth inning when we return after this call to the bullpen. 11-2 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
Landon O'Donnell, the right-hander out of Bradenton, Florida, by way of Florida Southwestern State College, the new man on the mound for the Spikes, 19 years of age, 6'5", 220 pounds. O'Donnell making his third appearance of the year. His last one, he was the winning pitcher. That was on Sunday night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. He logged the last two innings, allowing one unearned run in the win for the season, a zero ERA. 0-for-1 in save opportunities officially, and the runners go on the first pitch. First and third, one out, pitch to Jared Kwan. Foul back to the screen. 11-2, Mahoning Valley. And, well, again, there's been a change in the game here. Usually you wouldn't see teams continuing to run. And, again, I do harken back, though. I mean, last night, as the 0-1 comes in, Kwan pops it up foul third base side. Regardless of the game situation, still trying to showcase yourself and still trying to show what you can do. And Pike already with a stolen base tonight, but I'd say regardless of what the score is, what the inning is, I'm going to show my stuff. The 0-2 fastball upstairs, 1-2, although Pike has not taken off on the last couple of pitches. Landon entering this game, three innings for the Spikes in total, one unearned run against him, four hits, four walks, four strikeouts. 1-2. Breaking ball just outside, 2-2 to Quant. The switch hitting right fielder stays as a left-handed hitter as O'Donnell, the third righty on the mound for the Spikes tonight. Two balls, two strikes. O'Donnell sets, Landon to the plate. Pike does go, pitch upstairs for a ball. And Pike will have Mahoning Valley's, I think, 10th steal of the night. Jackson Rose to throw. And in a situation like this, it's really tough. The rule book in terms of delineating between when it's a stolen base and when it is defensive indifference basically said take the score and the situation of the game into account. As a 3-2 fastball is a called strike three on the inner half. Landon O'Donnell with his first strikeout of the night. Spike seventh as a staff. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza in State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Second and third, two outs now for John Schroeder, the third baseman. 1-for-3 with a pair of RBIs. He has stolen a base. He has scored a run. He's reached on an error, and he grounds this one foul down the first baseline to start the at-bat. But really, anymore, the rule book definition, and baseball is one of the only sports where the scoring rules of the game, the rules for the stats, essentially, are in with the rest of the playing rules, but the language has been inserted that basically, more or less, says if it's not the ninth inning or maybe the eighth inning of a lopsided game, then it should be a stolen base rather than indifference. But still to take into account what the defensive posture is, and as Jackson rose to throw that time, he did not release it, but usually that is an indicator that defense is looking to stop it as the 1-1 breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2, Schroeder took a mighty cut at the slider high in the zone. 1-2, O'Donnell sets, trying to get out of the inning. The pitch, fastball to called strike three on the inner half. Smoked him in on the corner, 94 miles an hour. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in Pennsylvania to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Back-to-back caves for Landon O'Donnell as he enters the game. Mahoney Valley adds a run in the fifth inning on three hits, two runners left on base. End of five, 11-2. Scrappers on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, Tim Battle Jr. consulting the lineup card a little more with Brian Fisher, so there may be some more switches in the offing for the Spikes, as it'll be Carson Luna. Now, due up, but he will be pinch hit for by Blake Wilson. That'll be the first switch here. So, Luna switching off with Wilson, as he has done pretty much throughout. Wilson, Luna, and Mumau usually each play about a half game apiece. Now, of course, when Jackson Cobb was in the mix, it would be the same for him, but unfortunately departing the team due to injury yesterday. Well, we wish him the best. And the first pitch to Wilson. He has swung on and missed. 0-1, Blake Wilson out of Parker, Colorado. The 21-year-old shortstop takes a fastball for a strike on the outer end from Joe Glassy, back on for his second inning of work. Wilson looking for his second hit of the year. His 20th at-bat, he has a double and three runs knocked in. He's also stolen a pair of bases. And the 0-2. Swung on, fouled, first base side. Count remains the same. And in all likelihood, Wilson will go into second base as well. Wilson taps his bat on both sides of the plate. Glassy looks in for the sign from Cone Nikolai and deals. And the pitch called strike three, breaking ball just above the knees. And that is the second strikeout for Joe Glassy, the fifth for Mahoning Valley pitching tonight. This is Jake Mumau. And Mumau is 0-2, struck out in the second inning, flied out to left in the fourth. It's 11-2 Mahoning Valley. The pitch to Mumau is fouled to the sweet level and then deflects back down to the upper level of seats in front of us. 0-1 the count. Still quite a few folks on hand here in the sixth inning. This one got underway at 7:04 tonight with America's Carpet Outlet first pitch. Fastball upstairs to Mumau. 1-1 the count. 1-1, and now the pitch popped up. Fading into center field now. Jordan Taylor coming in on it. Taylor posted underneath and makes the catch. Two away. And a shout out as well to Amy Scher from the Center County Recycling Refuse Authority. Her mom is here at the game tonight. I just got a message that she is rooting on the Spikes. So shout out to Amy's mom. Haven't been able to catch her in the seats yet. I'll have to find out where she's sitting. First pitch now to catcher Manny Jackson, a strike on the inner half. Jackson is 0-1, flat out to center field in the second, walked in the fourth. And the 0-1, that is low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Left-handed hitter, right-handed pitcher, Glassy the hurler delivers, and a breaking ball low, 2-1. Spikes will finish up this series tomorrow night at 7:05 here against the Scrappers. Jackson DeLina, the right-hander out of Montoursville by way of Shippensburg, where he most recently played his collegiate ball. He'll be on the mound for the Spikes to start. He threw four scoreless innings his last time out last week, getting 6 days of rest before heading to the hill again. And now the 2-2. Bounced on to second, to his left, Johnson scoops it, throw to first in time, and the Spikes go down in order in the sixth inning. 11-2 Mahoning Valley as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities in the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Landon O'Donnell back on the mound for State College here with the 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for the Scrappers. Jordan Taylor, Max Johnson, and Carson Crawford, beginning with Taylor, who is 3-for-3 tonight with 2 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, and a run scored. And the first pitch to him swung on and missed. Fastball from Landon O'Donnell, who recorded back-to-back strikeouts to finish off the fifth inning. Landon with the short windup, the pitch, and that is a strike swung on and missed. Breaking ball, dipped down the zone, but Taylor went after it. 0-2. Working off his left hip as he gets the sign. Now wheels and deals. Breaking ball fades high. Taylor does not chase. 1-2 the count. Brylan West remains at third. Jake Mumau at short as anticipated. Blake Wilson goes into the game at second base. And Trayson Hughes is at first. And the 1-2, a fastball at 95 outside. 2-2 the count. So for the Spikes, only Jake Muma has remained in place in the infield. Everybody else has changed over. 2-2, fastball down and in. 3-2 the count. The outfield has seen changes as well. Samuel Benjamin's been in right field throughout the game, but the center fielder now, Hayden Moore, who began in center field. Tyson Bass entered the game in the third inning. At first as a pinch hitter, then as the left fielder. Manny Jackson has remained behind the plate as the catcher throughout. And 3-2 popped up around home. Jackson throws away the mask and reaches up, makes the catch in foul ground. Next to home plate, he actually caught it in the left-handed batter's box. As Taylor, the right-handed hitter, got out of his way, running down the first baseline. And there's one gone in the bottom of the sixth. 2 runs, 4 hits, 4 errors for the Spikes. 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Scrappers. Mahoning Valley's been doing what the Spikes have been doing with great success so far. Lots of hits, lots of steals. And pretty decent pitching. Jaden Agassi, the son of Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf, with 4 strong innings, although Joe Glassy, the man following him, is in good position to be the pitcher of record because, again, in the MLB Draft League, even though pitchers are not making long outings, you still got to go 5 as the starter to earn the official credit for the win. The standard scoring rules apply. Rule 9 in the official rules of baseball. 2-0. Fastball up and in, 3-0 the count. Now, of course, that qualification goes away when it's an all-star game or a similar competition where it's designated ahead of time that pitchers will be making short stints. And sometimes in the collegiate rule book, that can be used to grant a pitcher who goes less than 5 innings as a starter the win. But since we are an MLB league, MLB rules, we shall follow in that respect. 3-1 the count to Johnson. Fastball up and in for ball 4. So a one-out walk, the first one issued by Landon O'Donnell and the first one issued by the Spikes as a staff tonight. Putting a runner on first with one gone for Carson Crawford, the shortstop. 1-for-4 tonight. He singled in the first inning. He's also reached by an error, strikeout and a ground out as well. He has stolen a base and scored 2 runs. Stands in the right-handed box facing O'Donnell from the stretch. Landon delivers. Fastball low and away. Ball 1. So Johnson at first, and I'd say at this stage now, I think he is unlikely to go. And assistant coach Quentin Holmes sidling up to him, still giving him counsel there. Fastball upstairs, 2-0. And it looks like a left-hander is just starting to get up in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, Boston Mabius. 2-0, chopper off the plate, and actually that went off the foot of Crawford, so that'll be a foul ball, strike 1. No further action, the Spikes bullpen right now, although plenty of red shirts milling about. Spikes in their red jerseys, gray pants tonight, navy blue caps with the Ribbon S logo on the front, the 2-1 pitch. Upstairs for a ball, 3-1. And the pitch, that's popped up on the infield. Sky high, the increasingly darkening skies, and plummeting to shallow right. The second baseman, Blake Wilson, puts it away.
Now coming to the plate for your Scrappers, the left fielder.
Johnson remains at first, and there are 2 down for Josh Stevenson. The left fielder is 4-for-4 so far tonight. A trio of singles, followed by a double last time up in the fifth. He has knocked in 2 runs. He has scored 3. And he has stolen 2 bases. Neither team's been caught on the base paths tonight. Well, Mahoning Valley with the decided advantage, 9-2. And Stevenson lines the first pitch he sees into center field for his 5th hit of the night. He has recorded just a little less than a third of Mahoning Valley's offensive output.
First baseman, number 39.
And that's a rare occasion, a 5-hit game against the Spikes as well. And we'll have to see who else has recorded five hits against the Spikes. I know Ryan Ripken, the son of Cal Ripken Jr., did so at one time, playing for the Auburn Doubledays. Now Bo Ankeny, the batter. First and second, two down, and the pitch by O'Donnell. Slider outside, ball one. It's 11-2, Mahoning Valley. Scrappers have scored in every inning so far. Now with 16 hits as a team, we're in the bottom of the sixth. O'Donnell sets. Landon delivers. Fastball upstairs, ball two. Again, tomorrow a 7:05 game here to finish off this series. Then the second half of the road trip as we'll take the journey just a little bit south to the Morgantown, West Virginia area. Kendrick Family Ballpark be on with you 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday game times. Spikes Live presented by Mountain Nittany Health starting approximately 15 minutes before the game. Then a 1 p.m. matinee matchup on Sunday against the Black Bears, the team the Spikes swept at home this past weekend, before an off day Monday, and then home games Tuesday and Wednesday against Williamsport, the team currently leading the MLB Draft League's first half standings. And the pitch to Ankeny, ball four, down and away, a four-pitch walk. This is the second issue tonight. And the bases are loaded with two down. By the way, the line on Sam Swigert, an inning and two-thirds. Six hits against him, but only allowing two runs, one earned. He did not walk a batter. He did hit a batter. Three strikeouts, 54 pitches, 37 for strikes for Swigert. Landon O'Donnell, in his inning and a third so far on the mound, has thrown 31 pitches. And now faces Garrett Pike, the Mahoning Valley DH, who is 2-for-3 with three RBIs, two stolen bases, and a sacrifice fly. And the pitch. And Pike slugs this one high and deep to right field. Back on it is Wiley, but that one is gone. It's a grand slam for Garrett Pike. A 360-foot shot that left the yard at 96 miles an hour. And Garrett Pike in grand style notches his third hit of the game, his first homer as a Scrapper, and it makes it 15-2. Mahoning Valley just piling on. They continue to have scored in every inning. And now Cohen Nicolai will check out of the game. And again, Wiley has checked in right field. So, again, switching things around, making sure everybody can get in this situation with the game very well decided. Derek Wiley is in right field. And the pitch homeward. That is low for a ball. And Alton Geiselman will replace Cohen Nicolai, who caught all nine innings last night. Geiselman will be behind the plate the rest of the way. And the pitch to him, low for a ball. 2-1 is the count. Also a Grand Canyon University product like Bo Ankeny. Geiselman out of La Jolla, California, San Diego area. 6'5", 200 pounds. He is 22 years old. Geiselman pops it up right side of the infield. Hughes, the first baseman underneath it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. But four more runs on Garrett Pike's grand slam. Two hits in the inning, nobody left. End of six. 15-2 Scrappers on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Pitching change from Mahoning Valley in the seventh inning after Joe Glassy goes two innings, allowing a run on two hits. No walks, two strikeouts. Glassy with a total of 34 pitches, 25 of them for strikes. He gives way to the right-hander, the left-hander, Boston Mabius. A product of BYU, but out of Henderson, Nevada, in the Las Vegas area, much like Jaden Agassi, the starting pitcher tonight. He is 24 years old, 6'2", 205 pounds. Mabius is making his fourth appearance for the Scrappers, a 1-1 record, a 1.69 ERA. In 5 1/3 total innings, he has allowed one run on two hits, three walks, eight strikeouts, a 1.18 opponent's batting average. And going to be no save situation tonight in all likelihood. It is 15-2 Mahoning Valley as we play in the seventh. Scrappers have scored in every inning and a grand slam in the bottom of the sixth most recently, but the Spikes will continue to press on. It'll be Trayson Hughes, Derek Wiley, and Tyson Bass due up. Again, Wiley did check in at the start of the home half of the sixth, so he will get his first at-bat. Here is the second man up in the seventh, Trayson Hughes, 0-3 tonight. Here's the set by Mabius, pitches strictly from the stretch, and the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Of course, BYU is also where former Spike Mason Olsen playing his collegiate ball. At least that's where he went to after the Spikes. The 1-0 pitch fouled away third base side. And he was with BYU this past year, their first year in the Big 12. Mason actually went 2-2, a 2.82 ERA. 49 strikeouts to 13 walks over 38 1/3. Olsen sparkled. They didn't award MLB Draft League Pitcher of the Month honors that year, but he certainly was a big-time candidate. A .28 ERA in 32 innings over 8 starts for the Spikes in the first half of 2022's summer season. Ball low and away, 2-2 to Trayson Hughes now. Mabius, college teammate of the one-time Spike, delivers. Breaking ball up high, 3-2. Slider from Mabius there. A run in the first, one in the fifth for the Spikes. It is 5-1-3, 1-1-4 left to right. And no, that's not a winning raffle ticket. That's the inning-by-inning score for Mahoning Valley tonight. 3-2. Popped up, left field, back on it, the shortstop, Crawford, puts it away. And there's one down in the seventh. Now, Derek Wiley, the batter. Wiley checked into right field last inning for the season. Derek looking for his second hit, his 21st at bat of the year. He does have an RBI, and he also has five walks to his credit. So a on-base percentage 190 points above his batting average. Takes a strike at the knees, 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a pair of 24-year-olds facing off right now. Lefty on the mound, righty at the plate. The 0-1, fastball down and in, ball one. One ball and one strike. Maybe a sense and deals. There's a strike at the knees, fastball at 92. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. West Virginia with a flurry finishes off Williamsport 8-2 the final. At historic Bowman Field, Journey Bank Ballpark. Pitch low for a ball. 2-2 to Derek Wiley. 6 runs over the last 2 innings for the Black Bears in what was a 2-2 tie entering that point. And the pitch low to Wiley, 3-2 the count. Ryan Grabosch with a 3-run double. Or rather a double and then a throwing error allowing the third run to score on the play. 3-2 to Wiley, fouled back to the screen. Count remains full. Also, Brody Black with a big hit, a 2-run single in the top of the ninth. The 3-2. Breaking ball to call, strike 3 on the inner half. First strikeout for Mabius, the 6th for Scrappers pitching this evening. And now Tyson Bass, the batter. Checked in as a pinch hitter in the third, then took over in left field. Bass walked in the third, struck out looking in the fifth. Tomorrow night, another night for the Spikes. 7:05 game time, although we started a minute early, both of these first two games. But I'll be on with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at approximately 6:50. First pitch to Bass. Slider inside, 1-0. Next offering, another slider, but this one hits the inner edge of the plate. 1-1. Well, some stirring in the Spikes bullpen and a stirring a bit in the Mahoning Valley pen as well. Spikes bullpen is out in the left field side as Bass takes a ball low. And like Fenway Park, the bullpens here at Eastwood Field have only 4-foot-high fences in front of them, so it's actually somewhat easier then to hit a home run down the line. Don't have to clear as much room. 2-1, swung on and missed. Chase the fastball. 2-2. Although the Spikes bullpen, the back portion near where the pitcher throws is protected by an 8-foot-high fence. It's just 4 feet high in front of the entire length of the west of the Mahoning Valley pen. Is that one a fly ball to right field, and it drops in for a base hit. So Tyson Bass, a well-placed single. It's the Spikes' fifth hit of the evening, his first. And the two-out base hit will bring Daniil Ortiz to the plate. Ortiz, in his prior 3 plate appearances tonight, has walked, struck out, and knocked in a run with a single. Set by Mabius in the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball at the knees. 93 miles an hour. Again, Jackson Delina gets the ball for the Spikes tomorrow night. And the pitch. Fastball and a strike over the outer edge. 0-2. And I think in a situation like this, as Neil Ortiz takes a timeout here, regathers himself on the 0-2 count. Strike zone may be just a tad bigger than it might have been at the start of the game in a situation like this. 0-2, maybe it's delivers. Fastball upstairs, 1-2. Now Garrett Pike with 7 RBIs tonight, including the grand slam in the 6th inning to push the Mahoning Valley lead up to where it is right now. And the pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed, strike 3. So the second strikeout for Mabius, and the Spikes, no runs, a hit, 1 runner left on base. It's time to stretch here at Eastwood Field. It's Mahoning Valley 15, State College 2. New pitcher coming in for the Spikes in the bottom half. We'll tell you who it is right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m. head to statecollegespikes.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here in the bottom of the seventh inning in Niles, Ohio, Mahoney Valley leading 15-2. Scrappers have scored in every inning so far, but a new man on the mound for the Spikes looking to halt that. It is the righty out of Illinois, Ben Plumlee, the Chicago native, 20 years of age, 6'2", 200 pounds, made his debut with the Spikes just a few days ago. It was on Saturday night. He pitched a scoreless inning, allowing two hits but striking out two batters. He threw just 16 pitches in that outing, 13 of them for strikes, and he makes his second Spikes appearance here tonight with the Scrappers 7-8-9 batters due up, Jared Quant, John Schroeder, and Jordan Taylor. Joe Putnam along with you here at Eastwood Field. It has been all Scrappers in this one, five runs in the first inning, and they've not looked back. Garrett Pike has seven RBIs tonight with a grand slam to boost that count. Most recently, Quant has been just a real pest over the first two games of this series. He's 0-for-4 tonight, though. He did steal two bases after reaching on an error, scored a run as well, but he has struck out twice and grounded out as well. Takes a ball low after an opening pitch strike from Ben Plumlee, and working from ahead, that's been key, and I'm sure that's what Jared Brown will talk about with his Spikes pitching staff in this game. After this game. Strike one can be the most important pitch of all. And the fastball at 92 just above the knees, 1-2. Now, it is a little bit different in this scenario, given the score the way it is, where we were at in the game. But still got to try your hardest out there on the mound. You can be sure Ben Plumlee will do just that. Even in a situation like this, you can be impressive. Fastball down, or breaking ball, rather, down and away. 2-2 to Quant, switch hitter, batting as a lefty. Now Plumlee, the right-hander, delivers, and that is cued foul down the runway to the Mahoney Valley dugout, actually fielded by John Schroeder on a hop. The on-deck batter. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Check swing, breaking ball, called strike three. And that is the first strikeout for Ben Plumlee tonight. It is the ninth of the night for the Spikes. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Here's John Schroeder, the third baseman, is 1-for-4. But his hit in the first inning plated a pair of runs. He, too, has stolen a base. He has also scored a run. He takes a strike. Fastball, lower portion of the zone, 93 miles an hour from Ben Plumlee. Plumlee strictly from the stretch. The pitch is low for ball one. Went off speed there. Still West, Mumau, Wilson, Hughes. From left to right across the infield, third to short to second to first. 1-1. Swung on, in the air, deep right center. Moore taking off after it, but he'll slip, and this one will go off the base of the wall right into Moore's mitt. Racing around second is Schroeder. The throw to third as he slides in. It's not in time. Schroeder with a one-out triple as Moore going back on the ball in center. Kicks away at some of the dirt that might have tripped him up. But the ball did ricochet right into his mitt, and he got the throw off even from his seat very quickly. If he hadn't, Schroeder might have been able to go around the base paths. But as it is, that is Schroeder's second triple as a scrapper. It's the fifth for Mahoning Valley as a team this year. And runner on third, one out for Jordan Taylor, who is 3-for-4 with two RBIs. A pitch, breaking ball for a strike over the outer half of the plate. 83 on the slider from Plumlee. Here's the set, the pitch. That's fastball for a strike on the inside corner. 0-2. Tight break to that one as well. That had movement. Now Plumlee looks in. Manny Jackson still behind the plate. The pitch chopped foul down the third baseline. There is left-handed action in the Spikes bullpen as well. It'll probably be Plumlee for this inning. And looks like Carson Bailey is warming up, the 18-year-old lefty out of Richardson, Texas. So Bailey's probably going to finish things out for the Spikes. Still a few more innings to play. We're in the bottom of the seventh as the 0-2 to Taylor fouled away. And you got to figure the game's been decided. There's left-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen as well. And I would suspect that if either team were approached or both teams were approached and say, yeah, you can end the game right now, they might say yes, but others might say otherwise. Here's a bouncer on to third, and Brylan West unable to handle it. Deflects off the wrist. Coming home is Schroeder. It's a 16-2 game, and Taylor will reach, and I believe that'll be the fifth now, Spikes error of the night.
The second baseman, number 34, Max Johnson.
Johnson is 2-for-4, and it is E5. Max Johnson, the switch-hitting second baseman, has scored a pair of runs, a double and a walk, throwing to first, and diving back in is Taylor. Johnson coming out to the strains of Iron Man. I was looking around for Hawk and Animal. And here's the first pitch. That's a strike, fastball at the knees, 0-1 the count. And we had the chance to talk about wrestling last night as Colby Duggan, who I initially mispronounced as Dugan, much like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. His name mispronounced as Dugan early in his career. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball for a strike at the knees, 0-2. Of course, Iron Man famously the entry theme for the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom. Bouncer found on the third base side, 0-2. By the way, the Spikes actually later on this year on the road. They'll be facing the Williamsport Crosscutters on July 5th, and Tito Santana will be honored at the ballpark. He'll be on hand to sign autographs at Historic Bowman Field, and there'll be a Tito Santana bobblehead giveaway there that night while the Spikes are there. So you know that I'm particularly looking forward to it, and might be away with a long stretch of home games there. And an extra giveaway out of the way. Make the journey up Route 220 or 15, however you prefer. 0-2 foul back to the screen. Count remains the same. New baseball is delivered to plate umpire Brian Fisher. Oh, and 2 to Johnson. Plumlee looks in for the sign and gets it. Here's the pitch. And that one gets past Jackson, and moving up to second is Taylor. On a play like that, and it was a trot from Taylor, but again, you don't want to press the issue. That's why you don't see Mahoning Valley stealing bases anymore. In a situation like that, you still want to hold true to the game, and you move up to second on that. It'll be a wild pitch. 1-2 the count. Same as you're not going to necessarily take the extra base on a base hit, but you're going to move up. I mean, if it's hit to the gap, you're going to take two bases. But recognizing the situation here, something these guys will learn moving up through the professional ranks, as many of them will. The 1-2 pitch to Johnson, breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three, and the second strikeout for Ben Plumlee, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Two down, and here's Carson Crawford, the shortstop. He's 1-for-5, has scored 2 runs and stolen a base. Takes a strike, fastball over the outer edge, 90 miles an hour. 0-1. By the way, Landon O'Donnell, his final line will go through, is now pitcher and catcher will meet up to maybe discuss signs, and now Brian Fisher, the plate umpire, is out to monitor this, make sure that's the only topic of discussion. O'Donnell, an inning and 2/3, 2 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, 36 pitches, 16 of them for strikes. So the first earned runs against him this year. And the 0-1, and that pitch gets away from Jackson. Moving up to third is Taylor. See what the determination is on that one. If it's a passed ball, it would count the same as an error. Spikes have committed 5 errors tonight. And with the hits 18-5 against them and 5 errors, that is not a recipe for success. It will be noted as a wild pitch rather than a passed ball. A runner on third, 2 outs, a 1-1 count to Crawford. Plumlee delivers. Fastball upstairs, 2-1 the count. Here's the 2-1. Fades up high, ball 3. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 90 miles an hour on the fastball. And the count is full. 2 gone, bottom of the 7th. Scrappers up big here. Of course, the Spikes, so the 3-2 comes in, fouled right side. It was in 2021, the Spikes came in and actually were on the wrong end of a 22-6 score here, but then came back the next day, scored 8 runs in the first inning. So turnarounds can be very quick from day to day in the game of baseball. And the 3-2 pitch, high heat, swung on and missed, strike 3. That is Ben Plumlee recording a trio of strikeouts in the inning, brought to you by Mountain Any Health. Parents trust Mountain Any Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. Visit mountainitney.org/pediatrics. 1 run, 1 hit, 1 error, 1 runner left on base, 7 complete, 16-2. Mahoning Valley leads State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the 8th inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for Mahoning Valley. It is left-hander M.J. Gabaldon, a Santa Ana, California native, 6 foot, 200 pounds. He is 22 years of age. He'll be 23 on June 30th. Gabaldon is making his third appearance. He has 1 start to his credit, the other 2 in relief like this one. 9 ERA in 3 innings. He's allowed 3 earned runs. which is all the runs he has yielded. Three hits, three walks against him, three strikeouts, .273 opponent's batting average. And as you might suspect, with the name being M.J. Gabaldon, he wears 23. Go figure. He will face Brylan West, to start the eighth inning. First pitch of the frame is low for a ball. Slider to West. Brylan is 1-for-3 tonight. RBI single and a stolen base to his credit. 16-2, Mahoning Valley here. Scrappers have scored in every inning so far. They'll get one more chance. See if they can finish it off. And the 1-0 lifted in the air. Right field. Quant going back on it to the warning track, but he makes the catch in front of the short wall. At the spike at the Scrappers bullpen, one away. Now Hayden Moore, the batter, the spike center fielder, who started the game as the left fielder. He is 0-for-3, his first full game out there for the Spikes after making one plate appearance last night. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. It looks like Drake Quinn will actually get the last inning on the mound. Saw Carson Bailey throwing, but it'll be Quinn instead. And here's a broken bat looper off the bat of Moore that drops in down the right field line for a base hit and then rolls to the tarp. And initially, Quan, as Moore takes off for second, threw his arms up as if the ball was lost under the tarp, but he wasn't granted it. Instead, had to pull it out from under the tarp, and Moore will have a one-out double. Going all the way. Peculiarities of the ground rules sometimes. I mean, if the ball gets stuck in the tarp, it is a ground rule double, just the same as if it bounces over a fence or out of play. In fact, earlier, Samuel Benjamin with a double on a scenario like that, but it bounced, rather than bouncing over a fence, it bounced out of play onto the walkway from the clubhouses to the field that is in place here down the right field line. Blake Wilson, the second baseman, now up 0-for-1 after checking into the game in the sixth inning. He takes a strike. In the right-handed box, so Moore with his first Spikes hit, a hustle double on a broken bat looper down the right field line. The 0-1 upstairs for a ball. 1-1 the count. Speaking of doubles, Samuel Benjamin with two of them tonight extends his hitting streak to 8 games. He is the only player in the MLB Draft League right now with an 8-game hitting streak, I do believe, unless Mr. Nelson checked in for Williamsport in the game. And he did not. The pitch fouled away to the screen behind home, 1-2 to Wilson. Boston Mabius, by the way, with an inning on the mound. He allowed one hit, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. Mabius with 22 pitches, 13 strikes in his lone inning on the mound for Mahoning Valley. And the 1-2 to Wilson swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. First strikeout for Gabaldon, the eighth of the game for Mahoning Valley pitching. And I would say Joe Glassy right now will probably be the front runner to be getting credit for the win. Jaden Agassi started, allowed one run over four innings, but got to go five as a starter in the MLB Draft League to get credit for the win. And since he didn't, it's up to the official score to determine who is the most effective relief pitcher following. Glassy having gone two innings to Mabius's one, even though he allowed a run. And he was the first man in, and that's kind of the rule of thumb, is that it's whoever follows the starter on the mound that gets credit for the win, unless somebody else did outdo them significantly. And actually, something like that happened in Trenton first week of the season. Jake Muma on the batter. And the Florida Gulf Coast product takes a breaking ball up and in for a ball. Jake looking for his first hit tonight. This is his fourth at bat. Set and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. High slider got him to go. 1-1 the count. It was last Wednesday where Jason Flores, following Landon O'Donnell on the mound, had two scoreless innings to Landon's one, so Flores got credit for the win, even though he was not the man immediately following the starter. And here is a soft liner over the leaping second baseman, Johnson, into right center field. Moore around third, he will score, and Jake Muma with his first hit of the night, an RBI single, giving him his third RBI of the year. Well, Hayden Moore's not stopping hustling, not at all. Makes it a 16-3 game here in the top of the eighth. Here's Manny Jackson now, the catcher. 0-for-2 with a walk so far tonight. The pitch in tight. Deflects off the mitt of catcher Alton Geiselman, and that'll move Umau up to second base. And I think that might be a passed ball on Geiselman, but we will see. So Geiselman, who replaced Nikolai behind the plate in the seventh inning after pinch hitting for him in the sixth. The only defensive change so far for Mahoning Valley. Now, they're being kind here. Wild pitch is the call. Being kind to the catchers. One ball and one strike. As the next offering, a slider is a strike. And the pitch. Breaking ball low, blocked by Geiselman. No movement off second by Mumau. Two balls and a strike. Three runs, seven hits, five errors for the Spikes, and that has hurt them tonight. 16 runs, 18 hits for Mahoning Valley. Seven of those runs knocked in by Garrett Pike, who is due up third in the bottom of the eighth. 2-1. Here's a ground ball on to second, taken in by Johnson. Throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Spikes do add a run on a pair of hits. One runner left on base. 7.5 gone. 16-3. Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and the Spikes go back to the bullpen after Ben Plumlee goes one inning, allowing one run on one hit. And the righty out of Illinois yielding no walks, three strikeouts. Plumlee throwing a total of 28 pitches, 21 first strikes. He gives way to Drake Quinn, the righty out of South Carolina. High Point, North Carolina native, has made two appearances already this year. Quinn with a 9 ERA in total. He's only pitched a total of one inning, four runs against him, but only one earned. One hit, three walks, one strikeout. And Quinn last was on the mound in the eighth inning on Sunday night, and that is when those four runs, but again, only one earned, charged to him. And he will take over and pitch the eighth inning, bottom half of. Spikes will have one more at bat as well. Josh Stevenson, who has five hits tonight. Bo Ankeny, who has reached base four times. And Garrett Pike, who has seven RBIs. Due up for Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the eighth. Already a 16-3 lead for the Scrappers. Quinn out of the stretch. Facing Stevenson, and the pitch down and in for a ball. Stevenson out of Ohio State University, a native of Lafayette, Louisiana. I don't believe that anybody has ever had six hits in a game against the Spikes. Again, talked about five-hit games being not frequent against the Spikes, but Ryan Ripken, one of those who has accomplished the feat. And the 1-1. Fastball upstairs, 2-1 the count. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Told you about West Virginia surging late to defeat Williamsport. Frederick defeating Trenton tonight, 6-2. So the Crosscutters drop down to 6-2 on the season. Right now, there's still a half game in front of the Spikes for first. They'll stay in front in all likelihood, given the way the score is. And Mahoning Valley will actually move into a tie for second place. Both the Scrappers and Spikes will be a game back of the Cutters. The 3-1 to Stevenson in tight ball four. So no sixth hit for Josh Stevenson, but he does reach base for the sixth time. And now Bo Ankeny, the batter. He is 2-for-3, has been hit by a pitch and walked. He has scored a pair of runs as well. Frederick and West Virginia both moving to 3-5 on the season. Trenton drops down to 2-6, but still early on, only four games separating first from last. Breaking ball down and in, 1-0 the count. And you got to figure this first half looked like State College and Williamsport the clear advantage, but things are starting to bunch up a little bit. Here's the 1-0. Slicing ground to the right side. Scoop by the second baseman, Wilson. Throw to second for one. Mumau on to first. Double play. 4-6-3 it goes. And the Spikes turn their fourth double play of the season. And all of a sudden, the bases are empty with two down. Nicely turned by Wilson, Mumau, and Trayson Hughes. And here's Garrett Pike. He is 3-for-4 tonight with a sacrifice fly, which he notched in the first inning. RBI single in the second, strikeout in the third, and then an RBI single in the fifth, and a grand slam in the sixth. And he takes a big cut at the first pitch here, pops it up, shallow left field. Coming in on it is Bass. The left fielder puts it away. And for the first time tonight, the Scrappers go without a run in an inning. Nothing across as we go to the ninth. One last at bat for the Spikes. 16-3 in Mahoning Valley. Hughes, Wiley, Bass due up on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
We go into the ninth inning. It is 16-3 in favor of Mahoning Valley. So one more chance for the Spikes to notch some numbers here. Top of the order due up, Trayson Hughes, Derek Wiley, Tyson Bass, and it'll be a new pitcher on the mound for Mahoning Valley to finish it out. Terry Boos, right-hander out of Georgia Tech, native of Valparaiso, Indiana, 6'3", 217 pounds, 22 years of age. Boos, or Boussay, rather. Well, either way, we were told Boos, so we're going to go with Boos here, but we'll correct it if needed. Two appearances so far from Mahoning Valley. Three innings on the mound, no runs, one hit, two walks, two strikeouts, an 0.91 batting average against him. MJ Gabaldon goes one inning, allows two hits, one run, which was earned, no walks, a strikeout, 14 pitches, nine for strikes. And it looks like Joe Glassie will likely get the win here. We'll confirm that with the scorer once the final out is made. Also wrap things up after the game here at Eastwood Field, unless the Spikes can put together a monumental rally. And Trayson Hughes lines one screaming foul into the third base side, but just deflects off a fence onto the field. Spikes will hang on. Well, no, they'll toss the ball into the crowd. 0-1 the count to Hughes. Boost. Double wave from the body. Delivers. And that one bounces in past the catcher, Geiselman. Ball one to Trayson. Started the game in center field. Moved to first base where he played for the early portion of the season in the third inning. One ball, one strike. The pitch. That is outside a ball. 2-1 the count. Again, Derek Wiley to follow. He entered the game in the sixth inning, and Tyson Bass entered in the third. Tim Battle has done a nice job making sure everybody gets some action here tonight in a game like this. 2-1 pitch, lofted in the air, left center field. Jordan Taylor, the center fielder, on for it, makes the grab.
Number 41, Derek Wiley.
One away. Here's Derek Wiley now, the right fielder. Struck out in his first plate appearance tonight. That is the thing. Other than Nikolai checking out and Geiselman checking in, it's been the same lineup for Mahoning Valley throughout this game. I'm sure we'll see some different names here later on. Pitch is outside for a ball to the righty Wiley. Mark Black was in the starting lineup last night. Did not play tonight. Black actually is listed as a catcher, but he played second base last night. And the 1-0, lift in the air, slicing down to right field, onto the fence, and Jared Quant reaches up and takes it away.
Yes. Yes.
It was at the wall, might not have cleared it, but Quant able to reel it in. That's some tough luck for Derek Wiley, 98 miles an hour off the bat. It goes 357 feet, but probably needed to go 360, and Spikes down to their last out. Tyson Bass, the left fielder, 1-for-2 with a walk. He's in the right-handed batter's box. Boost delivers, and Bass takes it high for ball one. Tomorrow night, 7:05 game here at Eastwood Field. Spikes will look to grab the last game of this three-game set with the Scrappers. Then after that one, heading down south to West Virginia to take on the Black Bears this weekend. Tomorrow night's game is 6:50 airtime, approximately, for Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health here at statecollegespikes.com. Also available on the State College Spike Station on the TuneIn radio app. 1-1 to Bass, and that is a strike. Slider over the outer edge, and the Spikes down to their last strike. They'll look to shake this one off. Tomorrow is a new day, and that's the beauty of baseball. Every day is a new day. Mahoning Valley knows that as well, the 1-2 upstairs. They got thumped on opening night, lost a tough one in the overtime tiebreaker, and then turned around and defeated Williamsport 12-0 last Thursday. So they know, even despite a lopsided win tonight and a series victory already, can't put the third one in the bag. A breaking ball bounces in the dirt, kicks away from Geisman, but simply ball three. So a full count, two outs here in the top of the ninth. 16-3, Mahoning Valley leads it. And the payoff pitch. Fastball inside, ball four. That definitely missed, so Bass draws his second walk of the night, reaches base for the third time, and here is Daniil Ortiz. The designated hitter is 1-for-3, walked in the first inning. Struck out in the third, RBI single in the fifth, strike out in the seventh. Ortiz, the reigning MLB Draft League Player of the Week. And Boos delivers. Fastball up and in. Ortiz backs away. Ball one. Games in West Virginia this weekend. 7 o'clock Friday, 7 o'clock Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday, and then an off day Monday before we come back home for Walking Taco Tuesday and Glizzy and Wine Wednesday next week. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. All right, check that. It hits the outer edge for a strike for a 1-1 count. And the pitch. Ortiz does let this one go, and that is a ball. Low and away on the slider. Jackson Delina will start on the mound for the Spikes tomorrow night against an as-yet-undetermined Mahoning Valley starter. 2-1. Fastball low, 3-1 the count. And the set, the 3-1. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge, and you can hear Brian Fisher authoritatively make the strike two call. Now the Spikes once again down to their last strike. Full count, two outs. Mass will be going on the pitch, and it is a called strike three at the knees to end this one. All Mahoning Valley from the start. They score in every inning but their last. And the Scrappers take it by the score of 16-3 tonight. We'll wrap it up from Eastwood Field after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on like
lightning. This summer, you do you. Only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are back home June 18th and 19th. The Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters, and you can enjoy the return of Walking Taco Tuesday. Get half-price walking tacos at the new Salsa stand next to the Kid Zone. Then it's Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, with half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long and half-price wine from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your State College Spikes are holding a Major League Baseball pitch hit and run competition as part of MLB Play Ball Weekend this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. MLB Pitch Hit and Run is a free event that provides boys and girls aged 7 to 14 an opportunity to showcase their skills. All participants will receive a free MLB TV subscription, and the first 100 kids to enter receive a Franklin bat and ball set. To sign up for the Spikes MLB Pitch Hit and Run event Sunday at 1 p.m., head to statecollegespikes.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
So the State College Spikes fall tonight to the Mahoning Valley Scrappers 16-3. Final game totals for the Spikes. 3 runs on 7 hits, 5 errors, 10 runners left on base for the Scrappers. 16 runs on 18 hits, no errors, 10 runners left on base. Joe Glassie gets the victory for Mahoning Valley in relief. He is now 1-0 this season. Tanner Wiggins takes the loss for the Spikes. He's now 0-1. Time of the game, 3 hours, 11 minutes. In front of 2,175 this evening. And Spikes will be back at it tomorrow. Again, looking to recapture that momentum that gave them a 5-game winning streak. Jackson Delina will get the start. First pitch scheduled for 7:05 here at Eastwood Field. I'll be on with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at 6:50. A reminder, MLB pitch, hit, and run coming up at Medler Field at LeBron O Park. Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m., kids 7-14 in baseball and softball can compete and perhaps a chance to make it to the World Series, but all participants will receive an MLB TV subscription, as well as the first 100 kids to sign up receiving a Franklin bat and ball set. All of that Sunday, and then the Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday for more fun, including Walking Taco Tuesday and Glizzy and Wine Wednesday. Tickets available now for those games and every other game on the Spikes 2024 home schedule at statecollegespikes.com. The final in this one, 16-3. Talk to you tomorrow at approximately 6:50 p.m. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us tonight on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.